Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. To give a piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. Right. Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, Beachman.
And greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome to everyone. It's so good to have you guys join us in the forum tonight. Of course, you know, Brother Panic is going to be here, and he's going to be live. And just so you guys know, the chat room is now open for those of you who want to join us over here in The Remix. In the chat room. If you don't know how to get there, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Just go to www.booktalkradio.com/the remix and come on in. Everybody will make you feel welcome there. So I see you guys are filling up. You're filling up in the chat room as we continue here on this evening, the evening of September the 11th, which we'll talk about that just a little bit as we get ready to get the show started and everyone begins to get themselves situated. Tonight, Brother Panic will be continuing the two-part series. We'll be talking about the rise of the Monkey King and chaos energy. For those of you who had joined us on Friday night, if you didn't get a chance to hear that show, it is definitely a must to go back and listen to the message that Brother Panic brought on Friday night. So we're going to be doing part two tonight. We're also going to try to get into a little bit of chat and chill as well, too. So just welcome you guys. It's so good to have you in the house. It's good to have you guys in the remix as well. And I see you guys coming on in the chat room. Just come on in, find yourself a seat, you know. Don't kick anybody. Slow moving as we get in the chat room. Know the number to call as well if you want to listen to on the phone, 646-652-2711. That's the number to call as you get yourself situated. And get into the remix. We're going to get ready to get into the share here in just a second as everyone get themselves set up. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to start to get right into the share. Of course, we're going to do a little bit of moving around, listen to another one of the chants that Brother Panic has provided for the show here as we get ready to get into the share. So everyone sit back and definitely relax. Because you're live in the remix. So you guys know how we do. Here we go. Let me find Baby Blue here.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah.
All right, everyone. So we're going to get ready to get into the share. First, we're going to go ahead and bring Brother Panic on. I know you guys who are just getting into the chat room is just getting yourself situated. So it is so good to see everyone here live in the remix. Don't forget to download. Yes, I'm going to say that again. Don't forget to download. As we get into the show. All right. So let's see. Here is, let's find Brother Panic. There he is. Peace.
Peace. What's going on, Miss Blue?
Oh, everything. We are all set and everyone is all fired up to hear the rest of the show where we left off on Friday night. I know that there is a particular piece that we're going to be listening to. If you can set us up for that, for the monkey chant, we can start to go in.
Yeah, you said you actually, somebody hooked up this monkey chant for the show, and you were going to play that?
Okay. I'm going to play
Or were you going to play the monkey chant that I sent you?
I'm going to play the one that you sent me, and then later on the show, we're going to get to that.
Oh, okay. A little bit of confusion out there in radio land. this one is one of my favorite chants of Hanuman. And, you know, more than just a song that sounds good, these are sacred chants to call on the deity. And, again, I sell this CD, you know, so you can always get it from me at panicpack@hotmail.com. But this is one of my favorites. This one always puts me in that zone or in the mind frame to make contact with the monkey god or to call him in. You know, you can either invoke him or evoke him. Right now what we're doing with this chant is we're evoking him, meaning his energy will be all around this. So you could have more than just a show that you enjoy, that you can act, you know, we're calling on the energy so it can change us, so we can work with it for our evolution and for power, whatever you're in it for, this is the one to have. And we, you know, I've talked about this in the first show, and I explained in the first show the importance of this energy, which is now on the planet. So we're going to deal with in fact, some monkeys that were channeled by me. I'm going to give them out for the first time. I usually don't do that. I went through in the first show the grueling work it took to get these monkeys and explained it. So I'm not going to reiterate the first show. If you missed the first show on Friday, it is available for download. For this show to matter to you, you must hear the first show. So you want to go on and do that. And we're going to play this chant to evoke the energy of Hanuman, the Monkey King, and then we're going to finish up where we left off in the lecture.
All right. So, everyone, welcome to the remix. We're live with Brother Panic, and we're going to get ready to get into the share. Rise of the Monkey King, Chaos Energy, Part 2.
Thank you.
Everyone, welcome to the remix. We are live. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and joining us in the forum tonight is Brother Panic.
All right.
All right. We're ready.
Okay. Ready. Okay. Shoot, that was quicker than I thought. I was getting materials. Here we go.
I know.
All right. I forgot to give you two different chances.
Yes.
I found something. Me and Khadijah actually found something yesterday that's real interesting. For all y'all Southerners, and y'all got a Kroger's. We found it at Kroger's. But they also have a website you can get it from. I know you remember when Bobby Hemmett talked about getting the reefs for your door?
Yes.
There's a reef that they sell because it's that time of year, but this is a straight-up cinnamon reef.
Yes,
I $9.99.
From
off
Kroger.
The hook. Oh, you get, that's where you got it from? Oh,
I
off
got it
the
from
hook.
Kroger. Yeah,
you got to get this. Now, what Bobby discovered when he was dealing with the fairies was that if you put that reef up and keep it up 24/7 all year round, what you do is you actually create a vortex to bring prosperity in your house. That's what it was done for before, which has been regulated down just now to the Christmas spirit. But, he in his lectures, you'll find where he goes into detail about having a reef on your door. But, it even breaks down, you should get some pine trees and do it yourself if that's the case. But here I see is another option. They use actual cinnamon, the actual sticks. Not the part that we use, from the tree or whatever that shit is, the wood itself. And fashion a reef, which is very powerful. You could tell it's some Wiccan people. You know what I mean? The name is called A Touch of Country Magic.
Yeah.
And that's also the website. And you know, it's real, smells real cinnamon-y. So it smells real good. There's another company. Well, actually, it's the same company because I looked at the site. They also sell cinnamon brooms, and that's symbolic. Yeah. Of sweeping all evil out your house. Cinnamon itself is for cleansing evil, also for prosperity. In fact, let's stop bullshitting with it, and I'm going to go to Cunningham's book.
Oh, yeah.
And tell you exactly what he says. Scott Cunningham is a white boy who is dead, but an author who... one second, I'm getting this stuff together. He's an author who he'll give you some great encyclopedias on. He's a Wiccan guy on herbs, crystals, and also you know elements, any Wiccan thing. So he's a good reference. If people are interested in doing some work, you know, you must have some Scott Cunningham in your shit.
Yeah.
All right, so folk names for cinnamon is sweetwood, Ceylon cinnamon, the gender is masculine, the planet is the sun, the element is fire, the deities are Venus and Aphrodite, which are love goddesses. The powers of cinnamon, and it's good to know anyway, because everyone should have some cinnamon in their closet.
Yeah.
You don't have to do nothing spectacular, you know, but you need that charcoal to burn. You could take a spiritual bath in just cinnamon and do wonders. What it does is it increases psychic powers, lust, protection, love, success, spirituality, and healing. So by putting a cinnamon reef on your door, if you're trying to be more spiritual, call on spirits, that circle creates a gateway on the outside of your door. So success, healing, power, psychic powers, lust, protection, love. Lust, protection, and love. And, you know, lust is not just sexual. It's lust for your work, you know what I mean, that you're doing. So it's, you know, for $9.99, you can't beat that. And that website is A Touch of Country Magic. Com. Let me just confirm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, they're actually known, what they came out for a few year back is they are known for their cinnamon brooms that they make.
Right.
That's what they're
right.
really,
the
really known
brooms.
For.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
and
they're not even known for the cinnamon reefs. Right.
No, yeah, they're known for the brooms, and I used to get them like years ago, like you said, at Kroger's, and also I think Walmart, some Walmarts carry their brand as well, too. But you can smell that. Like, I keep reefs on my doors all year round, but that cinnamon, mm-hmm. that time of the year, you really can tell and see the shift. So, you guys, you need to get
right.
on it. If you don't have a Kroger,
right.
you need to go to the website, and you need to order it. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Like, in fact, that's the first thing I saw was the broom, which is magical enough for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? You'll see in the Orisha tradition, Haitian tradition, there's always these brooms. But the
right.
broom all represents sweeping out negative energies, evil. Mm-hmm. So a cinnamon broom is like, cinnamon is probably second to like, or this is equal, but to like frankincense, myrrh,
yes.
Rosemary for cleaning your house. They say if you ain't got frankincense, burn cinnamon. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, the ritual uses for cinnamon. Cinnamon oil was a part of a holy anointing by the ancient Hebrews. This mm-hmm. leaves cinnamon, the cinnamon tree were woven into reefs. This is the first time
yes.
I'm reading it. So they're saying it. Woven into reefs, which were used to decorate ancient Roman temples. The Egyptians used cinnamon oil during
yes.
the mummification process. Magical uses. Cinnamon was burned as an incense. It raises high spiritual vibrations, aids in healing, draws money. Let me say that again for you niggas. Draws money. Stimulates psychic powers. Yes, yes, you just found out one of the ingredients in the herb pack, people. But don't think you'll find out the rest. Stimulates psychic powers and produces protective vibrations. So the broom or the cinnamon reef on your door protects your house. Protective vibrations. You get what I'm saying? Meaning
mm-hmm.
nobody can fuck with your stuff. Cinnamon is also used in making sachets and infusions for the same purposes. So if you got a Kroger's, it makes it easy, but the price
yeah.
is still cheap. You know, the broom is $3.99. You get what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Right.
The reef is $9.99. So I'm attracted to the reef based upon, you know, I know the magic that can truly happen with it, but the broom, right, as Blue said, I could tell they sell more brooms, and even on their site, they sell more stuff. But you want to go ahead and get down with that.
Yes.
All right.
Good share. Great share. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Everybody's loving it.
Okay, good. And it's something easy you can do. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
and,
it is.
And juice it up with some more cinnamon, you know, to sprinkle some cinnamon on it when you want to juice it up. When you need something to
yes.
happen, sprinkle more cinnamon on it, and then just go fish your wish. All right.
There.
So now we left off. Like I said, I'm not repeating shit from the first show no more than beyond what I'm about to tell you now about the first show that picks us up where we left off. What I talked about already was Sun Wukong, the Monkey King. We didn't even get to Hanuman yet. And what I did was, and what we're about to finish up, is going through his whole mythology. It's a Chinese mythology that was inspired by Hanuman. And in this mythology, what I did was decode his mythology and gave it a practical application. The practical application is to most of the black folks who call themselves conscious today. How when you hear me doing all of that complaining, all of that ranting, it doesn't come from my personal opinion. It is actually coming from my study. And my study is nothing but your study as well. But it seems, based upon our Holocaust of church, when we study these things, it just becomes how much of your Bible do you know? And you just a conscious Bible thumper, you know what I mean, to be able to repeat shit. And what's even sadder than that, even Christians are reading a book that they're repeating from. Most people are repeating from somebody else who's repeating from a book. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the idea, even if you're repeating this stuff and listening to lectures and listen to these things that inspire you. Eventually, you got to be hands-on. You get what I'm saying? Hands-on. None of it matters if it's theory, even if it's correct theory. You get what I'm saying? And I broke down how Sun Wukong had the correct theory, but was just shocked how when he got to heaven to take his place, they was like, your job is to be lord over the horse stables, because he was conscious on earth. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But he automatically felt that he had this high place in heaven, just like most conscious people do today who change their names to Ptah. They think all of a sudden you own lordship over Christians and Muslims and the rest of the sort. But actually, your mindset is still the same thing. You just have new information. It's still the same thing. You just have new information. So everything I've talked about even prior to this, but made it clear in the first show, was how to take this information, change the mindset, so it then becomes wisdom for you. And then when it becomes wisdom for you, then it becomes your own understanding. Meaning, I can have my interpretation, which does not judge you and says it's right over you, and my understanding of it, all I can say is that worked for me. You could take that same source information, mythology is source information, let it formulate into a wisdom for you, and how you live or react to it is the understanding of it. And that's the understanding for you. It does, and I like to build with people who have an understanding. So I can say I ate some grapes and this happened to me, and you can say, well, I ate some grapes and this happened to me. But see, if you're repeating some shit that happened to me, Bobby, Phil, or somebody, then we ain't getting nowhere. You get what I'm saying? I mean, what have you done that I can't do in terms of listening to a show or reading a book? So that alone would tell you that we haven't gotten anywhere. So anybody who suffers from this or raises an eyebrow to this, listen to the first portion of the show, and you'll get to see through the mythology what's happening, playing out in your face. And what we're going to get into is how we can now empower ourselves with this monkey energy that's here, which is nothing but chaos energy, your own energy. This may be kind of late, but really it's never too late because spirit works outside of time. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it that today would be September 11th.
Yeah.
Maybe 7 to 8 years ago, an idea came to me because, you know, being from New York, they, you know, when September 11th comes, you know, niggas is walking around with that old mopey face and you know, everybody saluting at each other. So the spirit came to me and said, this is what you need to do. Take two reverse candles to make that 11. Mm-hmm. And instead of giving your energy with this morning, which I wasn't doing anyway, but since everybody else is doing it, the whole energy stream is going towards that ritual. What does that do? If everyone's energy stream goes towards that ritual, the people who created that ritual get to benefit from it. You got people would act as a battery for a ritual. For instance, let's say the people who are responsible for the event, all they have to keep telling you now is to be sad, to mourn, to do this. All of your energy, your unseen emotional energy, goes and resonates on an astral layer. How did this layer come about? This layer came about because we gave it a name. That name is called September 11th now.
With
everyone's thoughts on the, you know, the people who drowned, the building who fell, what happened if you had somebody in the building, the terrible event that it is, resonates on the layer. So now if I say, well, I want to do something like start a war or make this happen,
That's the energy source that they're using.
That's the energy source. The physical thing is, well, we're in Iraq and Iran and wherever the fuck they at. We're in there because of September 11, which we all know that's bullshit. We all know nobody ain't catch no bin Laden and all the rest of that kind of shit. But as long as you think it, it's 100% correct. There's this thing, and most people, I used to hear about this when I was little. That Lincoln-Kennedy connection.
Yes.
Kennedy and Lincoln were both assassinated. but they go over about maybe 25 to 50 things in Lincoln's life. Just look at this Google Lincoln Kennedy connection. They'll go about 50, you know, Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy. Lincoln lived on Kennedy Boulevard. All these things with Kennedy, and then they'll go through Kennedy. Kennedy had a friend named Lincoln, which I remember my teachers doing this before there was such a thing as internet, showing this metaphysical connection between these two presidents. And the curse was supposed to be every single American president who was elected in a 0 year would get killed or shot. So the last one we probably can remember is Reagan. Reagan was elected in 1980. That was a 0 year. And so people say, well, he didn't get killed. He made it through. So all the conspiracy theorists said, no, that was a clone. That was a facsimile of the real Reagan. Okay, good enough. But nobody wanted to fuck around with that year 2000, that 0-0. Year 2000 comes. After Clinton was over, the elections was Al Gore versus George W. Bush, the young one. So people say that's a 0 year. If you remember, Al Gore really won that election, but they still George Bush took it. All these black people in Congress went crazy. No, Al Gore said, no, fuck that. Let him have it. I said, oh, that's that year 2000 shit. Then I said, well, how come George W. ain't died? I said, oh, he changed the energy. Because every single person in America said George Bush stole the election. He didn't win it. And I say that to say, just by changing your thoughts, you change the outcome of a ritual. Most rituals are done to line up your thoughts and your energy. So if your thoughts and energy are changed, the ritual really won't work. It's trying to create an energy stream between the astral and the physical. So physically, everyone knew if you win an election in a 0 year, you go and die. George Bush, they said, no, he stole the election. He didn't really win. Clever ritual done by them. And then when he didn't die for those 4 years, niggas was on his dick, and he got another 4 years. This is not by mistake. So when I'm telling you about this 9/11, when I changed the thoughts, it was a whole different animal. The first time I tried it is actually after I heard Azariah, Brother Azariah. He said something interesting. He said energy is like the electricity in your walls. It's there, but it doesn't mean anything until you plug something in to give it form. That's what a ritual is. So when everybody was mourning the Pope, and every niggas was gritting their teeth, so what, I'm so happy he's gone. I said, I'm going to see if I could get them red shoes energy. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Meditation, to see if I could get what the whole world is weeping the fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Lights, this shit looked like altered states, poltergeist, lights and shit started coming in my fucking room. I was seeing fairies and all sorts of shit. And was talking to demons. I said, oh, I get it. Energy is nobody's.
Right.
See, what you have is white people, the so-called Illuminati or the powers that be, they can do ritual on big levels. Therefore, that's what they have to do. They got to blow up buildings and set off harp. So when you are in a state of panic with one mindset, they get to feed. You get what I'm saying? That's another reason why I say it's so important to get these motherfuckers off your mind, because the true way to feed them is paying them the mind that you do. Now, with us, we are the fathers, the mothers of this thing. So any little thing that we do fucks them up. Decoding Avatar. I told you, they set Bill up for this and this up for that to eat off that Haitian powerful energy just by us talking about it. Decoding it, just listening to it, changes the energy.
Yeah.
That's what, see, a ritual is supposed to be coded. because you're not supposed to understand it, but it has an intent behind it for it to work. All you're supposed to understand is the end feeling you usually get. Nobody still understands what happened on, for the most part, September 11th, but most people got one feeling behind it, which means that's how the ritual works, based upon your emotions and feelings. So if you're feeling a certain way about the Illuminati and Jesus and all of that, you a done deal. You somebody's bitch already. So me and you ain't got no conversation. Somebody already is controlling your ass. We're so wrapped up in physical slavery. I'm going to go to the job and be slave. Yeah, that's slavery, but you got to understand there's a bigger form of slavery. That's getting your energy through your emotion, and that's done through ritual. So it's so important for you to change your mind. When I took those two candles and reversed the energy, shit, I found out my soul name that goddamn night.
Yeah.
First, I started talking to motherfuckers. It was 1,000 motherfuckers. My name is John Liggums. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Because these are just people who are trapped on that same astral layer that I was telling you about, that who are getting fed. It just didn't end when they died in the building. These are the dumb motherfuckers in the building going, help, help. This is so wrong. So when they die, what you think they doing? Help, help. This is so wrong. They stuck in this particular energy of fear. So you can eat off of them. And these motherfuckers just want to be recognized. That motherfucking night, I got my soul name, which is the name of, which is your true name, that if you tell anybody, they can control you by. That's the shit you see on TV. Got that shit. Know that shit. And whenever I call that name, I just gave it a the vision of what it looks like. My true power. Whenever I call that name, somebody gonna die. When I did that shit, niggas always ask me, yo, do you do banishing rituals? I'm like, never. You just like work to call
That's
them here like that. That shit I had to banish. That shit I had to banish. When I tell you your soul name is when you it's not even your total soul. I guess it's the best. It's one of the most powerful things you could do down here, because you'll never realize your soul. Everything you're doing is only the surface level of the concept of your soul.
Right.
So, shit. I had this shit with me. Lit this candle. The whole motherfucking wall got on fire. And you know what I'm saying? I've never put a candle out to that point. Put that shit out. My stomach felt like I was having a fucking baby. When I finally did go to sleep over 3 days, Satan started talking to me. I am Lord Satan. And I couldn't even explain what the fuck he was saying. If I know what that will and cometh in the garden, I said, oh, I had enough of this shit. I quit. I'm giving up. And I just did a ritual where I see all this dark shit just going back into the astral and floating over my ass. And I had a speedy recovery. I was like, no, somebody really got to cross my ass for me to get down with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you don't know, I don't know what's going to happen to you because motherfucker fucking me up. But I got that information by doing the reverse 9/11 ritual. So at this point, I don't think you have to do it on the day anymore. You know, the day becomes dramatic. So otherwise, I would have told you Friday, but do that shit. Get two reverse candles and go to town. You will find your name. People are still asking me things, and I'm trying to tailor this to what people ask me. Like, somebody asked me, I was doing something, and somebody came to me called, and he told me he was the Fairy King. And he told me all of these names. Then they go, so what book can I read?
Yes.
I'm like, wait. People write books based upon the shit that you just told me.
Right.
That's where books come from. So, you going backwards, player. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, why don't you break me off some of the fucking names you found out? Because if you ain't going to do nothing with them, I damn sure is. You get what I'm saying? Damn sure is. So you need to know, if these things are happening to you, that's why you read the books. To get to where the spirits are telling you, look, motherfucker, this is my name. And you'll hear some weird names. Yam Nom Kiyomio. And you'll be like, what the fuck is that? And you'll think, that shit don't sound right. Right. The shit don't sound right. You know what I'm saying? But that's because they're telling you their names, and those names become more important because everybody wasn't sucking up off of them. Those are tailor-fitted for you and your power. You get what I'm saying? So them names, and some names are for us. So some names I'll share. Like, for instance, these monkey names that I'm going to share tonight, for years I was like, I'll never give that shit to nobody. But when I started talking about this show, they say, yep, you can give them out
right.
to Negroes. So... You know, like I said, most of this and most of the point I'm trying to drive in is this shit is all from your mind. It's all from your mind. And what I see our thinking is really suffering. You get what I'm saying? It's really suffering. It's not suffering in information. It's suffering in application.
Yes, in the alchemy.
Suffering in application. Doing your part for your epiphany. And you don't need me to approve. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Panic, I did this and this happened. Well, that's good, you know what I mean? But you don't need me to approve. There's some shit I'm going to be like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. But if it brings a smile to your face and puts you in another place, you're supposed to be doing it. You get what I'm saying? A lot of this shit ain't a network thing. You got that from church and preschool, you get what I'm saying? And hanging around the water cooler at your job. That's where you got that from. This shit, it can be networked. It can be politics. But let's politic on some results shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hold on a second. All right, Taylor. I'll see you soon, brother. All right, so you could be politicking on some network shit. You know what I'm saying? Like on some shit of this is what's happening. This was useful. I found a reef at the store. I found a reef at the store, and all of a sudden you're going to walk on water. I don't know what the fuck you may do, but it's source information. So you can tell me when I got the reef, this is what happened. And when he got the reef, this is what happened. That's where I see the politic coming in. Know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? All this other shit, did you know Ptah did this? No, he didn't. It's a mythology. That's number one. And number two, tell me what that means. And that's where we're falling short. Tell me how it applies to you. Because what you're telling me about is Ptah. And you're only talking from a book that somebody else is just interpreting. You can talk to Ptah now. You the best one to do it because it is nothing but your goddamn pineal gland. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'd rather hear what I got to say on it than what somebody else in the book had to say on it. Because what somebody in the book has to say on it is only to remind me of the shit I said already. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every single book about this shit is some shit we done did already. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I get it if the Fairy King came and you want more research on it, but that is second to what he tells you to do. Shit, if the Fairy King came to you and told you all these names, fuck you asking me for a book. Why don't you ask him for a book? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ask him. Say, well, shit, what book should I read? And he ain't going to say, well, go read Barbara Hand Clothes, the ladies' book. Is you just going to see a book or remember a book or like, damn, this book jumps out at me, and that's how they tell you. So, in other words, let's start relying on ourselves. Let's start relying on ourselves for certain shit. Let's start believing in ourselves. The hardest part about this shit is when the shit do come down the pipe, you actually believe it in your own self. You know what I mean? So that's key. That's the key to this shit. Just going with the madness. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It should come off as madness because what you call insanity is this shit that's around here. You get what I'm saying? I think it's insane that people want to be Africans again. Not only did you do it, but have you fucking looked at Africa? The motherfucking, you go to Africa right now, you'll get fucked up by the Watusis. You know what I'm saying? The Mau Maus and all that shit. You thinking you over there talking about Hotep. You know, what the fuck that mean? You know what I'm saying? And I bet you they run faster than your ass, too. They'll be eating you in a week. You know what I'm saying? Eating you in a week. So you better know that you the hottest shit going over here in the West. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's all African-American. There was, I can't remember who it was. Bobby told the story. And one of the scholars that we know seen the Twa. Oh, the Twa people, you're so beautiful, the seeds of life. And them niggas told him, if you don't leave in 24 hours, we're going to eat your ass.
Wow.
I was like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? You need to get that bullshit off your mind. You know what I'm saying? Get that bullshit off your mind. Y'all are hot as shit going right now. the hottest shit going. And I ain't even mentioning the ones who do, who think they civilized in Africa. They in church, nigga, and they loving that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Some African ideas and principles still can exist today, but primarily understand they were done in that particular aeon for a reason. You're in a new time period, and you're supposed to be living according to that time period for a reason. Don't take my word for it. Go read about the Kali Yuga. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Go read about, we in the fourth world now, I think. Fourth world, they'll call it, in the Mayan thing. Go read about that and what they say is supposed to be happening. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be happening. And we on the top of it. Lazy niggas is on the top of it. I'm watching some shit about these Shiva priests in India. All they do is come out in their drawers and people give them weed. That ain't nothing but a nigga. If I ever met a nigga, people give them weed and food, and these niggas just smoke all day and politic. That's niggas to the third fucking fourth power. You get what I'm saying? So even your niggerdom on a spiritual level is the shit. All you want to do is dance and drink. That is the most spiritual shit ever. You just can't have it both ways down here.
Right.
So it becomes this balancing act. But we gotta understand the most important thing you could do is spiritual down here. You get what I'm saying? And the most important thing is you can understand your spirituality, and you gotta remember things are always changing. Going backwards ain't the key for us. You sound like a nigga in the fourth grade trying to get back into the second grade. You know what I mean? If I would have said that, you'd be like, what? Like if you in high school, your man go, yeah, kid, I'm going to college. You go, nah, nigga, I'm going to junior high school, player. That's when we was running this motherfucker. Of course you was running this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You had on Adidas and a Puma suit. You was the man. That shit's over now. You get what I'm saying? Play your role now. So we need to start playing our role now, which is basically an active part of this knowledge. You get what I'm saying? When the monkeys come down, we in the active part of this knowledge. It's sad when the rise of the Planet of the Apes come, they turning over cars and throwing pothole, and y'all niggas just sitting around talking about, Hotep, nigga, what you doing today? Nothing. What you doing today? Nothing. Just fighting a war on Facebook, helping out the black woman. She's the cream of the earth. Like, that shit sounds silly when some monkeys, you know what I'm saying, just went in there and took care of business. So it's time for us to take care of business. The realm is here. The chaos realm is here. The chaos realm is your realm. Listen to the first show, and now we all know. So with less ranting, let's get on to the finishing where we was at. Where we was at was I explained how the Monkey King gained knowledge and got disappointed because he wasn't what he thought he was in heaven. So when he got in heaven, he started fucking the fuck up, stealing information because he knows, which is another way of saying he didn't cultivate it into that wisdom and understanding. He got knowledge. So now he feels he's the shit. And he went in heaven and started his own blog talk radio. He started his own YouTube page. And he started telling motherfuckers what's what without knowing shit. Sound familiar?
Yes.
So Buddha finally gets involved. I told you he catches him in his hand, which is representing the five senses again, which means there's another way of saying you're not finished with your material work for the process. And then I explained Omane Pebe Un, what that means, and that's where we left off. So after he's going through this process, he becomes a disciple of Zun Zhang, or Wang Zhang, Xuanzhang. And this is 5 centuries later. Like I said, if this is confusing to you, it was all explained in the first show. Which means nothing but he was back in the five sentence. Now, Sun Wukong faithfully helped him on his journey to India. He encountered a series of 8-1 tribulations before they accomplished their mission. Returning safely to China, there Sun Wu was granted Buddhahood for his service and strength. Now, this is still talking about Hanuman as well. Hanuman's cultivation See, what they're talking about is the demonic force, which I broke down, which is steeped in ego, because the demons are you when you ruled a long time ago. When you came to a material existence, you became demonic and the devil. That's nothing but you, your old self. So the universe, which is in constant change, and if you find yourself on Earth and you are here for evolution, then you, your old self becomes demonic and the rest of these things. Horus, the new sun, the reincarnation, becomes the new light that must defeat your old self, which is the ego. So the ego, instead of separating them, the ego was in the Monkey King himself. Through service, and really this service is not to serve humans, it's to actually submit and serve to your true self. Every single thing I do and you should be doing is for your consciousness. There's nothing I do where I do not look for a conscious experience because I am serving myself. I've now become a servant to my higher self as opposed a servant to my lower natures. Let me just go do that to do this. You get what I'm saying? Because it's fun. No. If I'm doing it, we got to, I need something out of it. You get what I'm saying? So if I'm talking to you on mail, I need something out of it. Something you say, well, here's my success story. And I get a lot of those, too. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear panic if you think I should do this. My answer to you, as I always say, is, well, once you do it, let me know what happened. You know what I'm saying? I'm interested, too. So, in other words, everything you should be doing is for the service and to strengthen. So that became the cultivation that was missing in Sun Wukong when he was in heaven. And that's the cultivation that's missing with us. Most of us are doing this to show everybody else how knowledgeable we think we are by repeating other shit that they can watch themselves. That's a part of the ego. No one is in true service to themselves. Remember I used to say, and I still say, there are people who will say, panic, I was fucking with you, this one and that one, for like 5 years. This is the first time I'm ever talking to you. I just want to say thanks, and they move on, and I never see them again. Then there's people who email me every week with a fucking update. You know what I mean? And I'm like, shit. So what I'm seeing is, the difference is, those people are in, they are in service to self. You get what I'm saying? I appreciate the thank you, you know what I'm saying? And I thank people for listening, taking the time to do something for themselves, because, you know, we all come up off of it and you know, and all the rest of that good stuff. But when I see those type of people, I'm saying, yeah, those are the people who are here for nothing but their own transformation. And not to say nobody else isn't there for their transformation, but if you want to put your shit on super high caliente, then you need to it's about submission to yourself, not how much you can tell somebody else you can do. That's a very key thing. I'm not trying to beat up on people. I'm really trying to educate you to, like, yo, that's what it's about. I've seen it over and over and tried it. It worked for me. I'm telling you from a place where it worked. Now this went from a different place. Originally, when I first started picking up these books, because my personality, people were like, you should do lectures and put cameras in front of my face. Then I was like, okay, and I would talk, and people would still go, ooh, panic. But in my heart, I felt I didn't know half the shit. I think I'm acting like I know. Turn the fucking cameras off. And for years, went to go study. That's what it's got to be. You know what I'm saying? It's very important to do that. And Hanuman becomes a servant to Rama and Sita for the rest of his life. And Rama and Sita, just like the Jewel Emperor for Sun Wukong, is the heart chakra. So, and this is all these monkeys were doing in this case was cultivating the Christ energy. The Christ energy before Jesus became that God is nothing but going beyond the lower three chakras, which are desire, and getting to and proving your feet to your own heart chakra, which is the gateway to the higher realms. You get what I'm saying? So Hanuman has Rama and Sita in his heart, and everything he does, he would tear his heart open and see light from them because of these two energies. And all it is, Hanuman's story of Rama and Sita, when you see that kundalini and those two negative polarity and positive polarity snakes, they intertwine. and they intertwine at the heart chakra as well. They intertwine at basically the second chakra, which is the sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra is water and known for sex. So the feminine and masculine intertwine at a sexual level. And basically, you can make a lot of connections with someone sexually. If the chakra is balanced, you can build upon something. You may have met the person, thought they had cute eyes. You know what I mean? Y'all get to humping, and it turns into something else. If you have an underbalanced chakra, you just oversex. You get what I'm saying? I'm sorry. If you have an overactive chakra, you're just an oversex fiend. Underactive, that means you're not horny. But when you're balanced, things still can happen in that chakra. That chakra is also connected to the throat chakra, which is also creativity. So, but since it's a lowish frequency, it usually means creativity in the bedroom. So the creativity will be like whips and chains, and you meet me at the bar and act like a stranger and all the rest of that shit. Now, right. The creativity becomes the love, the tantric, at the throat chakra. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that snake also meets at the heart chakra too. Now, you're not going to hear much detail on that, but you would hear that detail if you listen to the story of Rama and Sita.
Yes.
Those are where those two snakes, still on their journey, are intertwining. It's happening through Christ's energy, which is through the monkey. The monkey represents humanity. I explained it, and it's hard to say this without reiterating something I said. That monkey represents a symbol of the edge of evolution. Even in the physical level, the man came from a monkey and all that bullshit. We didn't. They did, though. And so it's a symbol of evolution physically and spiritually. It's a similar evolution based upon it has to cultivate its consciousness through servitude. And it's not servitude to humanity or people, even though that may be a side effect. You get what I'm saying? When you're so cultivating yourself, you may find yourself in service to babies, old ladies, men, and all the rest of that, bowing and saying namaste and all of that. Why I get on that is because people do that as a more of a performance than something that happened in them, and they really see the world that way. You know what I mean? I can't begin to tell you how many people talk shit to me then say peace and blessings. I'm like, then you're missing the point. These things, Hotep and bowing and namaste means I see the God in you, meaning that I recognize the God in me so much, and I'm in such a quantum connected thought that I see it in you. So to say peace and blessings and Hotep and namaste to me, nigga told me, kiss my ass, namaste. Fuck you, panic, namaste. Nigga, enough. You know what I'm saying? Just say, fuck you, panic, the end. You know what I mean? I'm comfortable with it. I can live. I got enough people who like me, so I'll make it. You know what I'm saying? And so you're defeating the purpose. Most people are doing this for show. When you cultivate these things, when you'll still see that in, like, temples and monasteries and monks, because what you're doing is cultivating, you're cultivating an understanding that you live in. And we need to be real. We don't live in that understanding. We're still worrying about what some nigga doing, what some chick doing, and men ain't right and they need to do that. We're still doing the human shit with a new vocabulary. And that's what Sun Wukong was suffering from. Based upon his servitude to himself and not this African setting. See, this Each One Teach One was a time period that we were in. And I've spoke about right hand versus the left hand path. The right hand path, mythology and African wisdom, becomes for the sake of the community. The left hand path is supposed to be the consciousness that doesn't do it for the community, but does it for self, meaning you're chasing your own bliss. Now, so someone who's conscious is supposed to be chasing their own bliss, creating their own definition of what they decide to do next with their own mind. And with this being said, all you who call yourself consciousness cannot be in an African mindset. That was a communal mindset. Give them saying nothing wrong with it. Not one's better than the next. We're talking about a choice you make. So when you hear the mythology that we're talking about with the Monkey King, what we're talking about is someone who made a choice to become conscious. And just having the knowledge shows that wasn't enough. You have to cultivate it with servitude and service to yourself. Everything that I cannot stand when somebody says, panic, I could get you 100 PDFs on Crowley or whatever. I'm going, I do not want it. I do not want none of this shit to come easy for me. I will buy that shit before I fucking take a free book, because I take my shit more important than free. Like, we all born on this free YouTube shit. All that shit you watching on YouTube, how about I bought all of that shit before there was a YouTube? Half that, them lectures, I bought them shits, $20 to $30 or more, and still won't watch no fucking video on YouTube. Not because it's bad and it shouldn't happen, because I value the shit that I'm learning, value so much I want to give to it so it could give to me. I don't want, if I get it for free, it's cheap. If I get it for free, it's cheap. Yes. Your mama told you that. Ain't nothing for free worth anything.
That's
fuck
right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to buy the fucking book. I don't want no fucking free PDFs.
Just, right.
And I don't give a fuck if I was looking for it forever. I will continue to search for the shit just so I could say, no, I did all of that for this knowledge. You've seen enough movies where niggas had to climb mountains. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Go through frostbite just to see the fucking Dalai Lama. And the nigga goes, you got three questions. You know what I'm saying? Dumb shit. You've seen enough of that. You know what I'm saying? Enough of that. And that's my mentality towards it, because I take it that serious. You know what I'm saying? So that's the service that we're talking about. It's not about, well, maybe I need to get some Invalids and start changing their diapers and the rest of that shit. It ain't got nothing to do with that. That's human effort. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you get a human reward for that. The service and strength that they're talking about is keeping your eyes on the spiritual prize. The service, the strength to say, I don't want that for free. I want to, or if that person said it and I did get it for free, I need to buy three other books that support that or discredit that based upon me and my quest. That's the service that someone needs. This politicking shit ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? You put something in. You put something in and you'll get some out. Now, I want to be clear. A lot of people do put some in, because I see you niggas who do buy herb packs. Y'all don't play. You know what I'm saying? People say, fuck one herb pack, panic. I appreciate what you did. Give me two. You get what I'm saying? Just cause. So don't think I'm just, you know, like I said, I have a patriarchal style of teaching, so I'm going to criticize everything. But don't think I don't see all the people who do email me with all the love. And when you get some tough love back, know it's exactly that. Tough love. If you saying some shit that I know you'll benefit from later, then I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell you to, you know, why don't you get your shoes and keep the skipping until you figure that out. Oh, panic, that's so mean. But usually motherfuckers come back. You know something? When you sent me down the road skipping, I had no idea I would skip my ass into this. Thank you for, now I finally get it. I'm like, glad. It's not personal. You know what I'm saying? Not personal. You know what I mean? I cracks whip. You know what I'm saying? I cracks whip. And if I slip, niggas should cracks whip on my ass. I don't think you're going to catch that. I don't think you're going to catch that, though. But if you do, you know what I'm saying, feel free.
Right.
So this servitude is basically to your own heart. Your brain is in your heart, not that shit you're carrying on the top of your head. That's your true thinker, your heart. So what you're talking about in consciousness, you're building up your true thought, which is your heart. You get what I'm saying? And don't take it for, you know, just kindly deeds. Kindly deeds, walking a lady across the street, may be a reaction. That may be something in you. That may be something you cultivated way back when. That's all good. That don't mean you're not conscious. You get what I'm saying? But don't measure your consciousness based upon how nice you are. Don't measure your heart chakra based upon how nice you are. We're talking about this. In fact, on one level you could. You know what I'm saying? He's got an open heart chakra, but that's not the Christ energy that we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? That could be a reaction. You know what I'm saying? But even Jesus went in there and knocked over the table for the money changers. You know what I'm saying? You know, you get what I'm saying? Even that nigga wasn't bullshitting with his shit. And that story has nothing. All he's talking about is his attack on And there was no man who Jesus who did that. They're trying to tell you a story. That see, if you niggas confused as much as I talk about humanity, material world is materialism, not just how much you like your sneakers and all the rest of that. This material world, to uphold it, is materialism. So if you niggas is confused, I'm knocking over the money changers right now. I'm the Jesus knocking over the goddamn money changers. He walks in the temple mad because in the temple, how are you in the temple talking some money shit? Which is basically, how are you in the temple talking about we as a people, you chose the left-hand path, which is to rise. So how do you get back in the ditch with people who are materialistic? You supposed to be beyond that. You get what I'm saying? So, with that being said, get it on, niggas, get it on. So it's about humbling yourself to your own self, and that's what the Monkey King needed to do, explaining this monkey shit. And let me see.
All right.
Okay, let me see what I wrote here. Okay, like, and you could say, like, well, you know, this, that, or that, that's not compassion, and this is not compassion, and there's all these definitions of what compassion is. But you got to remember, you're looking for compassion in the wrong place. Every mythology, every symbology, they'll tell you you're a rock, you don't exist. Even we as conscious folks have come to this, to terms with this being an illusion. So what most people are asking compassion for, or looking for compassion in sweet words, is to raise up their illusionary self. You get what I'm saying? People would much rather me be real sweet every single time. Oh, hotel beloved, I love you. But see, I'm doing you a favor because don't think the concept fucking escapes me. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't escape me. It's not like I'm sitting there mad and just don't get why I should be nice. No.
Right.
What I'm doing is I'm not helping you with your false self. I'm not showing any compassion to the shit that's going to make you feel good.
Right.
My compassion comes from telling you what I'm telling you now. Because right now I could be eating my spaghetti dinner. So it's very compassionate. It's very compassionate. You know what I'm saying? I just got a hot batch of brownies out the oven mixed with hot nuts and every, you know what I'm saying, them walnuts up in there. It's very compassionate for me to be here to do that. That's the compassion that I'm giving you. Talking to you nice on Facebook, you know, that's some human shit that might happen. You get what I'm saying? You shouldn't want that from me. You shouldn't want that from me. You shouldn't want that from me. Our friends I grew up with, I don't do that to. Because they ain't about this. You get what I'm saying? If I said some shit to them, we ain't friends no more.
Right.
And I get that. That's what it's built about. We grew up as kids, you know, swapped sneakers, went to school together, and you know what I'm saying, and all the rest of that kind of thing. That's our relationship. If you got a Hotep or an L Bay on the end of your fucking name, we don't have that relationship. We have a work relationship. You get what I'm saying? I'm sure you got a coworker at your job you don't go to have drinks with. You know better. You don't go to their party you don't go to their house to party. They're a coworker, and each time you communicate, you're on the phone. So I'm giving you the guys the respect of being coworkers.
Yes.
And I expect work. You know what I'm saying? If you're talking to me, and like I said, I'm not here to judge you. I don't go to your page and say, you ain't doing enough work, motherfucker. I don't like you. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about everyone who feels they have something to say to me through email, through whatever. Just, I have a high standard. It's simple as that. I don't feel I'm your boss. I don't feel I'm judging you. But if we talking, this is what you're going to get from me. If you feel you're exactly where you need to be, don't let me be your judge. You are probably exactly where you need to be for you. But if you're trying to politic with me, I'm always going to hold you to a high standard. That's doing you a favor. That's respect to you. Yeah. That's respect to you. You know what I'm saying? Tell me something. If you say, well, panic, you know what I mean? You said all this about the Zodiac. Show me the motherfucking study and the proof that says something different. And I'll say, well, great. You know what I'm saying? You should live out your Zodiac life with champagne dreams and caviar wishes. But, you know, in my study, this is what I found. If you vibrate with the information that's on your frequency, then that's what it is. If it's not, then it's not. Now, on my page, YouTube, Occult Lectures with an S. Anybody can come, anybody can sign on. Occult Lectures. In one of the videos I put up was Invocation of the Monkey King through tattooing. I don't remember where they was, Indonesia. In fact, Bobby gave it to me. It was a segment on one of the geometric shows. But what was happening was people were going to get monkey tattoos. And when they're getting these tattoos, these motherfuckers started turning into fucking straight-up monkeys.
Mm.
Monkeys. So all of that fly shit with Hanuman and the protection, and they break it all down, what it does. But these people will put this powerful energy in their bodies through tattooing. That's up and been up right now on YouTube from me under Occult Lectures. You can go see that right now. Meaning, in part of the world, they ain't monkeying around with this fucking monkey business. You get what I'm saying? The monkey energy, the chaos energy, is a primal force, and we are the mothers and fathers of it. It's happening the fuck now. So people, so this monkey shit ain't no joke. You'll see that for you. These motherfuckers walking around, making the sounds and all of that off of a tattoo. I believe that's the one when one nigga was skeptical out of these niggas is acting, and they put that tattoo on his ass. That motherfucker was doing the Magilla Gorilla dance in no time. You get what I'm saying? So you need to see that. That's up now. Now let's get to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. What time you want to play his shit? Oh, you know something, Rich. His God Manifesto said King Kong. That's excellent. I'm glad he said that because I can do a little hot breakdown of King Kong, especially the last one. Yeah. Now, most people cannot get past King Kong and this big old apely nigga that's all smitten with this white woman. So we can't get past that. And that's why they do that, because they'll – every movie, and I talk about this in my book, and you will have this mystical, magical book soon.
Yeah.
I keep saying that shit. It's coming soon. Three more chapters, proofreading, and then it's on the way, people. And three more easy chapters just to bulk it up and give you something. Now, they can't get past this fucking white woman. But see, first and foremost, it was a Masonic movie. The Empire State Building is on 33rd Street. And really, I could end it right there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the second one, they stuck more closely to the book. In the book, the white girl, she was even reading a book called Isotopes, which is Isis. She represented the human soul. And the human world, which is Manhattan, represented chaos or the kingdom, right? Or basically where we live. Nothing is heaven. Her soul, this white woman, what she had to do was get on this red boat, which represented the root chakra, and travel the seas, which is represented the spine or melanin or what you want to do. She gets to this African island, which represented her primal self, her primal self. They get caught in the rocks means they get caught in matter. Then it was when she yelled, this animal yelled, King Kong represented humanity. He represented the whole transformation act that we're talking about now, the whole how your soul must go into this either body, monkeys, the symbolized, so it could get cultivated for when it goes back home to be a new success, to become something new. This motherfucker couldn't eat no more when she was home. She had to go back down to through her chakras. There was even a scene where they were running up a hill where these dinosaurs were chasing them. None but Kundalini energy. And they were showing, and believe you me, I forgot this fucking movie. It was a whole Kundalini movie. Kong represented her in this jungle force. He represented the covering that protected her through this rough terrain, which we now call Earth. And that was King Kong. Whenever this bitch was in trouble, he was flipping, rolling. That he was fighting two dinosaurs at one point as he was falling. If you remember, he was going down and fighting these two dinosaurs with his soul, because he represented the downward spiral, which is humanity. She represented that light, which was stuck now in humanity in Kong's hand. So that those two dinosaurs is nothing but negative and positive force. You following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, what's the dude with the white boy, Adrian Brody, with the big fucking nose? He represented what you see in fairy tales all the time is Prince Charming. What they call you in fairy tales, based upon you being unconscious, is your sleeping beauty. You always see this princess that is trapped in the tower, which means your spine, in the dungeon, which means your matter, getting treated wrong, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and all the Rapunzel, all the rest of them. And there's a prince that comes and saves them. That prince is Horus. Hetheru represents that fairy or your soul that is sleeping, poisoned. You get what I'm saying? Sleeping in humanity. Seven drawers, seven chakras. You get what I'm saying? The prince comes in with a kiss. The kiss represents the two negative and positive polarities meeting for the first time. And remember I said it was sexual in the sacral chakra. So that kiss represents the meeting in the sacral chakra without saying the prince and the princess was fucking. They kissed. Also, you've seen that in Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Peter Pan represented Never Neverland or the quantum world, and or actually more the astral world. Captain Hook wanted to take his ass to the quantum world in that ship. If you read Isis, your soul is a ship, the solstice ship, Isis, and it used to be 50 oarsmen. It became Isis and her two sisters, Isis and the sisters, or three sisters, something like that. Solstice,
yeah.
Which then became Sirius and all the rest
yeah.
of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So Sirius was also in you could, well, forget my old quote. You could read that in Robert Temple's book. You know, it's in all mythology, but where the point is Robert Temple's book. Hold on, let me go over here. Find it. Sirius Mysteries. You can read that story where Sirius was also looked at as feminine in Isis as well. You get what I'm saying? The Sirius Mystery, New Scientific Evidence on Alien Contact 5,000 Years Ago by Robert Temple. Now, that's what Captain Hook represents. Captain Hook is death. He's Kronos. He's Saturn. He's got the hook. He's scared of alligators because alligators represent Kundalini force, reptilian force. He's afraid of getting swallowed by them because he don't want to go to Earth. Peter Pan in Never Neverland is the astral world where he is trapped. He never grows, but he is trapped. Wendy, they would go to bed and go to the astral world, basically. Hook is trying to kill the band because he's trying to free his little green monkey ass. Peter Pan is nature, remember?
Yes.
Pan is caught in nature. But Peter Pan tells Wendy, I shall give you a kiss. And gives her a thimble, which is the shape of the pineal gland. Because eventually that kiss is supposed to meet as it met at the sacral, met at the heart, at the pineal gland, too. Because that's where it becomes illuminated, remember? If you've seen Pan, the Pan's Labyrinth, they showed you all of that shit. That little girl was the one who was stuck. Pan's Labyrinth, Pan was the one who got her back with her so-called mother and father, which only meant the feminine and masculine sitting throne equally as one, and her throne was in the middle, which is just her place as the soul. They told you in the beginning of that movie, she just wanted to see what flowers and candy and all the rest of that shit is, but forgot who the fuck she was. Pan represents that prince or that portion or that pineal that wakes you up. So Peter Pan was doing the same thing for Wendy. She was going through the whole process and through the astral world, and they still was telling the cultivate the kid and never grow up, but the grown up they were speaking that she must go back to be was the grown up of the true grown up, which really the happy end of the story Hook should have won. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
Now let's get back to King Kong. King Kong used to sit on that ledge. This is the new King Kong, and just gaze at the motherfucking sun. Because he, as a human, had high aspirations, just like us. He's just a sun gaze. She doing all this shit. He told that bitch, shut the fuck up for a second. We going to watch this sunset. Because he has high aspirations though he's caught in the human body. You follow what I'm saying? He's bedazzled with her, not because she's a white woman. Making her a white woman sure does help a lot. You get what I'm saying? But right. He's more bedazzled because she represents the light. He's used to the every nappy-headed hoe and every Negro walking around, but she's representing the light. So making her a white woman seems special, but what he was seeing was the soul, if you could get to the metaphysics of it. So her soul, she went through her experience. Now she's going back to the real world. You could call it the hustle bustle or the chaos realm. But she's a whole new bitch now. You get what I'm saying? Now they bring Kong, this animal, to the spiritual world, which was represented by what we know as humanity. They put him in his appropriate place in chains. And you look at this beast. See, because they're in heaven now. And that's the way some spirits look at us. Look at you little monkey niggas asking me for rent money. What's rent? You get what I'm saying? What the fuck is a rent? You know what I'm saying? So, and I'll take this time to say, when you deal with your spiritual work, deal with the spirits for the spirits, and the rent money will come down the pipe.
Yes.
If you start saying, I need to do spirits for rent money, they don't know what that means. No more than you know what it feels like in this mindset to walk around fucking Pallades, the Pallades star system. You don't know what that feels like. You can astral travel and have experiences, but they don't know what rent is, or you shouldn't be eating cheese doodles and all the rest of that kind of shit. They know they are energy streams. Call on the energy. Then you, on your personal time, take the energy that you called on and you make it matter in matter. You get what I'm saying? You just don't get to say, Ogun, I need you for money. Just say, Ogun, I need you. And then when Ogun comes, you make the decisions on what it is you need with the money. Because they're all just energy. So the energy is in the house. If Ogun's energy is in the house, just for this love and sake and dedication of bringing it in your house, that's how it works.
Yes.
If you're bringing it in for money, they don't understand that. There are different paths to Ogun, and there are lower paths that will answer that, but that's exactly what that is, lower paths. I ain't go to church, you know what I'm saying, to talk to no fucking sister and the deacons. Where the fuck is Jesus if I'm going? You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to bring Jesus out. I ain't come here to talk to no deacons. You know what I'm saying? No ushers. You the treasurer? You got the building fund? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Bring Jesus out. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. They have different paths. You're attacking the lower paths. To get to the higher paths, you fall in love with and understand the energy because it's all in you. So it's more of what I was talking about of how you need to be in servitude to yourself. You get what I'm saying? Servitude to yourself. Love it. Love it because you love you. The you that you're trying to get to know, love it for that. And then you'll start to see results. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a place where it's about, well, you know what I'm saying, you know, I need to get my boss back. You know what I'm saying? Come on, that's just sound. Even if we was having a human conversation, I would say, my answer to you was, why don't you get another fucking job then, you so fucking destroyed. You know what I mean? So imagine you talking to spirits who don't really got a clue about that. That's the disgust they have for you. A lot of them used to come to me, the ones who were trapped in them goddamn botanicas, used to come to me and say, hell, get me the fuck out of this routine. You know what I'm saying? The only thing a nigga can feed me is coffee and shit. I need you because you're going to give us some potato chips. I'm like, oh, okay. And we did, and them motherfuckers worked threefold because it's the love of getting to know the energy. Ain't no fucking, I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no worship. It's a co-partnership, and that's what's key. Now, Kong is this beast. This beast goes wild, and wild really means he don't know how to handle himself up in heaven. Just like the Monkey King, Sun Wukong was in heaven stealing shit, stealing these elixirs, stealing this immortality. Says, nigga, you ain't acting right, nigga. You ain't acting right. So Kong ain't acting right. He's looking for his soul, but he's a beast. Eventually, he climbs on the 33rd street in Manhattan. 34th and 33rd is the two streets the Empire State Building hits. And he climbs to the top, and they even say in the movie, the higher plane, he said the planes got him, meaning the higher planes got him. So, of course, Kong has to fall. You get what I'm saying? He falls 33, that's the 33rd degree Mason, that's your spine. He falls, he dies, he doesn't belong in that world. She got Adrian Brody, who also climbed this mountain, which proves he's the other side of her, the true other side. He also rescued her. He was the true other side of her, and therefore they live in union at the pineal gland, which is the top of the Empire State Building. That's where he rescues her, the final thing, and blah 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 blah. Now remember, I said those three crossings of those two energies, sacral, heart, and pineal. Sacral chakra, where he first met this motherfucker, was on that boat. I told you the sacral chakra is connected with what? Water. The sacral and root chakra, they'll usually put together in a lot of analogies. Got it? So he met her in the water. That's where they first paired. They just didn't fuck yet. It wouldn't be feasible for the movie. They also met at the heart chakra, where he climbed that mountain, where Kong used to sit and gaze higher at the sun. So Kong was still trying to figure out or knew the blessings of the heart chakra. That's why he would sit on that fucking mountain all the time. That's the second scene where Adrian Brody comes to rescue her. You get what I'm saying? Then the third, where he really sees her, is at the top of the Empire State Building, the Pioneer, the third place that snake intertwines. So thanks, my main man, for bringing that shit up, Rich God Manifesto, because that's another little piece that tasted treat we can use for today.
Oh, yeah.
And so the stories in these movies all the time, we get so caught up in the surface, oh, that's just the white man, that we miss that they're only using our mythology to try to make our story their story, which actually is the only thing that's really happening and the only thing they could do. You know what I'm saying? There is no other story but our story. You get what I'm saying? There is no other story but our story. You get what I'm saying? So if there is no other story but our story, on a human level, they're trying to impress us and act like we don't have no story. So they have to hide things. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the more they say, well, the woman is God, then the obvious thing is, well, the black woman is the first woman, so she must be God. They can't say that. You get what I'm saying? They can't say that. They can't say Bruce Willis been playing Horace before I was fucking born. You get what I'm saying? Because then that gets you to say, well, Horace must be important. If I'll do you even one better. The word hero comes from Horace. So if every story needs a hero, you might decide to say, okay, if every story needs a hero, what's the template here? You get what I'm saying? Horace. Horace is a black man. Oh, my goodness. Brad Pitt. All of these motherfuckers is trying to be you. Oh, I get it now. Fuck around. Y'all go to, you know, Gary Sinise. Or y'all go around and be like, God damn, that's what they were trying to do. Schwarzenegger, that's what they was trying to do. You get what I'm saying? So what they have to do is tell you a surface story and give you the mythology. You must become a decoder in some sort of way. Keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. Because when you decode any ritual that they're trying to do, you put it's out in the open, and that's a wrap. You get what I'm saying?
Damn.
Now, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. There wasn't too much in it besides the mere fact that monkeys rose up and got in your ass. Now, I'm a monkey fan. Guess what? All the original Planet of the Apes, I got all the motherfucking shits. And I went through all the motherfucking shits. Now, the book itself comes from a sci-fi writer. And I remember looking at it, he was talking about this planet, the original, with Charlton Heston. You know, damn dirty apes and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? I was into that shit. When I was young, Planet of the Apes was such a fucking phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
It was on constantly. They would just run these things on. This is before cable. So you would see it every Saturday. And then a little bit later, they used to have something called the 4:30 movie on ABC. You come, you know, and that's basically when you come home from work, you would see all the James Bonds, all the Godzillas. This is, and I know somebody going, and without even looking at the chat room, yeah, they used to do the karate movies. There was another channel, Fox 5 did the karate movies. This was there was a movie of the week, the late night movie, and the afternoon movie. And And Planet of the Apes was a big celebrity on that shit. In Like Flint, Owlman Flint, all them crazy Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, all that shit was on there. Morpharia. So it was on constantly. We used to see them over and over and over again. And it was such a big phenomenon. On the back of the original Planet of the Apes, they have, you know, the whole history of that. I went through that before I seen the new movie. And, you know, they went in hard on the impact, the makeup, what they were doing, the phenomenon, the money it made. You know what I'm saying? When I tell you the original Planet of the Apes was hands down the first Matrix. The first Matrix. What it was, and Tim, what's the boy who did Batman? When they did a new Planet of the Apes with Marky Mark from the Funky Bunch, which people didn't like. But see, because Tim Burton, what he does is he's always been a makeup man. Tim Burton, if he knew some occult science, this is something Bobby would say too. He knew some occult science, he'd be a deadly motherfucker. Because he's the one who did Sleepy Hollow. His biggest thing was the original Batman, which was, like, dynamic, but no science. His most scientific thing was Beetlejuice. Most scientific. He showed the astral world and all of that. And his visualization is off the hook, but scientifically, he'll leave you barren and hollow. You know what I'm saying? So he did the movie, and of course the apes were phenomenal, but the science was very thin. Like, the hottest thing he did in there, said the apes were saying they all came from Kali Ma. I'm like, me and Tepo, I said, no, they saying Kali Ma, Kali. And he said, oh, shit, yeah, I didn't even know. I said, the way they was enunciating the shit, you wouldn't. And I even forgot that movie. There was a little bit more science. I mean, but this is what they do show. And they showed in that Tim Burton movie, there was a black dude with him, and they connected it to slavery, you know, him being a freedom runner. So you kind of felt, see, but they do that for a trick because that's the easiest thing to set the mood. Like, if America's supposed to get in the mood, they just show you a black man in cuffs or a black man getting whipped, and then you're in an automatic mood. That's just a movie trick. Morgan Freeman got his ass whipped by Gene Hackman in that cowboy movie, with Clint Eastwood. I can't remember the name of that bullshit. But there was a scene where Morgan Freeman got whipped. Immediately you go into this emotion, and they were going for that. Even a better example of that, and it, in my opinion, was the single moment that made Denzel Washington's career, in that Civil War movie. With him, Morgan Freeman, I love the 54. Whatever that shit, everybody knows what it is.
Glory.
Yeah,
Glory.
I'll tell you two things how I know they ain't bullshit. The first thing, before I tell you how that shit, well, it's obvious that made his career. But when Matthew Broderick told Carrie Elways, you didn't think I knew their names, to whip Denzel. It was to whip somebody. Carrie always said, no, not like this. Because he understood, and they made you understand that it was a part of our Holocaust. So he was basically saying, we'll do anything else, but we can't use this whip. Meaning they're aware of it. So meaning when they whip Denzel, either later in that movie or whenever in that movie, they're aware of where they're trying to go with this. You get what I'm saying? So everything is done for a reason. Every cup, every ashtray, every toy, every can is put there for a reason. There is nothing haphazardly. You get what I'm saying? So you got to remember, when you see these things, you get to go, oh, okay, they're doing that. Why are they doing that? You get what I'm saying? You should. Right. That's the first thing you're decoding. Why are they putting that book there? Why is the character reading that book? Freeze it and see what book he's reading. They're telling you something and everything. That shit made Denzel's career, because I was on a date with my girlfriend back at the time when that shit came out. That motherfucker just whipped off his shirt, started crying when he was getting beat without making no sound. Oh, Denzel! I said, this nigga right here, me and my friend, he just looked like a regular nigga. I don't know what the fuck they talking about.
No.
Then Then we was in New York, me and the same girlfriend at the time. This is in 91, 92, whenever this shit was happening. We was in a place called the Shark Bar. The Shark Bar was the hot soul food jump off. You know what I'm saying? You was doing it up when you was at the Shark Bar. This had to be 92 because I just had that job with Marley Marl. So the money was looking great, gravy, and all that shit. So I'm in there with my girlfriend. The nigga from Lisa Lisa and the Cold Jam walk in. The one with the big fucking nose. She's like, oh, are you from the Cold Jam? He's like, oh, yeah. I looked at him and said, don't do that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? You need to do that shit with somebody bigger. You know what I'm saying? We can't, you know, you don't get excited for the Cold Jam. You know what I'm saying? It's not even Lisa Lisa. You know what I mean? Denzel walked the fuck up, because that was his hangout. Got the cab, and he had that, you know, Spike Lee look, the rolled up fucking peacoat jacket, you know what I'm saying? That I was a struggling actor, but my shit ain't struggling right now. You niggas need to understand I'm Denzel, but I'm not really Denzel. You know, how's it going in there? She lost fucking it. I said, look, for the rest of the night, you need to buy your own motherfucking drinks. You feel what I'm saying? You done fucked up for the night. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Denzel! Denzel! There goes Denzel! Fuck Denzel. You know what I'm saying? It was cry. It got his ass beat. You know what I'm saying? Fuck him. Oh, Denzel. Oh, for the rest of the night, you need to keep buying. You need to buy them fucking martinis. Them martinis is on your ass. Don't be like that. You're like, nigga, I'm like that. So everything in every movie has a place. Everything in every movie, there's a reason for doing it. They don't do it for nothing. Now, Planet of the Apes was released, the new Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. When they're saying Rise of the Planet of the Apes, well, let me tell you this about movies. Movies in themselves are nothing but light. Can I get an agreement on that?
Yes.
Spirits are nothing but light. Movies are nothing but light. Light formed to create a reaction. If a scary movie, supposed to be scared. Funny movie, supposed to be funny. Sometimes you'll walk out the theater crying. Watch a Bruce Lee flick, somebody's going to get kicked in the ass once you come out the theater. You get what I'm saying? So you cannot know. So with that alone, you cannot say movies ain't nothing but movies. They have an impact, an emotional impact. I already talked about how ritual is done to create what? An emotion. Each movie is a ritual done to create emotion, to create an emotion.
Yes.
The end. And it's done spiritually. Why? Because they're using light, and spiritual is light. They are also hypnotizing your monkey ass. If you went to the doctor, he wanted to hypnotize you, what he would do is turn off the lights, make you look at one light source, and you would hear sound that's all around you.
Yep.
Close your eyes.
Yep.
Open your eyes. Scratch like a monkey, you fucking L-Bay. They would do all of that shit. When you go into the movies, they also have something called suspension of disbelief.
Yep.
Meaning you suspend your disbelief. What you disbelieve, you automatically say, I know Neo cannot fly and walk through a wall, but I'm going to suspend my disbelief of that. Meaning, another way of saying that is I'm going to the movie to be hypnotized. I'm going to throw everything I think is rational out the window, and I want to be taken away to whatever world they want to take me away to. Fuck it. I'm in Pandora with Avatar, and I love to be here. I'm going to make the connection with the monkey and the horse and that flying thing, and I'm going to fly. I'm going to make the Ori or whatever the fuck they was doing. You want to do that. That's what movies do. It gives you a break from the bullshit. So with that being said, you walk in there to be hypnotized, to be mind controlled. And I'll go one better. And I believe it was Brother Phil. I'm 85% sure. Brother Phil pointed this out. When you go to the movie theaters, the M&Ms and the Juicy Fruits and all the rest of that shit, the sizes that they have, you can't buy those in the regular store. You can get some large M&Ms, but the size in the movie theater, you can't get. Basically, movie food is specialized. The same treats you can get on the street, specialized. He said because the shit they put in there shuts down the pineal gland. Shuts down the pineal gland, and in a way where you are more receptive. That's what fluoride does. So they could just put more, and they said that popcorn butter and shit shuts down the pineal gland. He said, what happens, I believe it was him who said it. If not, I've heard this through some lecturer. He said, you eat the shit. What I do know about fluoride, and everyone needs to know this, if you're using fluoride toothpaste,
Do not use it.
Get a non-fluoride toothpaste because fluoride itself is shuts down the pineal. It makes it more receptive to anything in your surroundings.
Yeah.
So now they said that's the shit that's in the goddamn food at the movie theaters. So don't eat that shit if you can. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're receptive, you're in a room with lights and sounds around, you're there to be hypnotized. But they're not trying to talk to the obvious. See, we get trapped up in this shit. You know, when people see an Avatar, oh my God, this white man is doing this again. When they heard my decoding of it, they was like, oh shit, the white man is a little bit more devious than my fucking surface emotions.
Yes.
They're not interested in your surface emotions. You know what I'm saying? The white man cometh and he taketh your woman. That's supposed to distract you from the frill message of what was decoded in that, which you can get in the archives on the remix, my detailed breakdown of Avatar, where you can see I'm breaking down. No, I'm going to show you how they corresponding to this shit, how it's motherfucking happening, how it's happening to Wyclef Jean, how it's happening to Bill Clinton. That's what they're doing while you worrying about what titty, what white man is sucking of what black queen. You know what I'm saying? You worry about that shit. You worry about that shit, but that's what they want you to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
That's still mind control because you got a whole bunch of church niggas in there clapping their hands for Jake Scully, which is still bad. I told the story where I went to see Tom Cruise, War of the Worlds, and the monsters had Egyptian heads and they was coming from the earth, they was ready to run their shit, getting it on. As soon as Tom Cruise scored with that virus, you had one lonely nigga in the theater. Yippee! Yay, Tom, do it for this one for the team. On the surface, that's what that means. On the underground, you knew that was Al Rise. That was Al Rise. You get what I'm saying? So they constantly turning the energy around. But the decoder who understands this mythology, understands this mind control, can go deeper on that. Now, since they are using light and all the rest of that jazz, we've got to know, as I pointed out, this thing could go two ways. It could go in our favor if we take the energy. Why do you think I'm just ranting, but why was I telling you about 9/11 and getting the Pope's energy?
Yes.
Because once they put it out there, energy is neutral. We can take it back. That's what we did with Avatar in that ritual. That's why you don't hear nothing about Clinton over there no more. And you even heard them start to say, we're going to make Wyclef, we're going to make him the president or whatever the fuck. They started saying that shit. Even though it didn't happen, ritualistically, they said, we don't want it. Y'all niggas fucked us up on some Panic Avatar Live in the Remix shit. It's not like they sitting around listening to it. They ain't got to. All they got to know is they running into flops constantly. This ain't working, that ain't working, that ain't working. Okay, we overstepped our bounds. We ain't doing good enough. Let's get out. We symbolically need to get out. Wyclef Jean, you should be the president. And Wyclef represented that dude in Avatar that said, I will fly with you, and got his ass whipped. So now they had to give it to that nigga. Even though nothing happened, that's good enough for them. That's how they bowed out of some shit they could not handle. Remember, they've been trying to get into Haiti forever. And this is how they tried to do it. We made it a flop. We took their energy. Actually, we took our energy that they tried to use, took it back. You get what I'm saying? So when anything happens based upon our agenda, if they use it, movies, I talked about Oscar Micheaux before.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even going to try to spell it. Oscar Meshuggah was the Spike Lee of his fucking day. A bad motherfucker. You look at him on this type, try to spell the last name the best you can, Oscar Meshuggah movies. And I'll get the correct spelling. Those who are having so much trouble, email me when you try to get your panic pack at panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll give the correct spelling so you can see who this man was. Years ago, he came to me in a dream, in a detailed dream. Basically, he said all them chemtrails and all the rest of that kind of shit is not working. The greatest thing that the powers that be have over you is movies. Because and mind you, you're so powerful, there's five movies that come out every week to try to slow your ass down. He said all that shit they talking about where they're going to cut off the lights, the powers, and all of these, put you in this darkness, he said, think about this. How are you going to put niggas with pineal glands in darkness?
In darkness,
that don't even make no fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? He said they always have to keep lights on. Those lights are movies. So in other words, all that other shit that you complaining about, they go and do all these death camps and all that. He said that shit is a flop. That's just to scare you. He said, and when you're scared, you go to escape. Where? The fucking movies.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So they're leading your ass to these movies, this constant flicker show of mind control. He said, he said, two ways out of it. You either stop watching them or you understand the decode. They don't work on me. I know what they're trying to say. And when I bring that darkness, that underlying story into the light, it has no effect. That's what I urge everyone to do. Bring that darkness into the light. So when they put something out like Rise of the Planets of the Apes, they done fucked up. They done fucked up. Especially if you know you're the planet of the motherfucking apes, nigga. If you know that this is the planet of the apes, they made my job easy. You know what I'm saying? Now I just go to the mythology correspondent, put it together, and my word is bond to this shit.
Right.
They done fucked up now, player. You done fucked up now, and they even fucked up worse if they using our ancient mythology. They're kicking their own ass. Don't they even say that shit in the Bible somewhere? The end days, the weapons they use against them will be turned around against them, and all this kind of dumb shit. Yeah, that's what's happening now. Their own weapon is an ass whipping. And only to whip them with their ass, all you have to know is how to do it, and you're learning that right now. It's simple. Think this way. As a man thinketh, so shall it be. Think this way, and word is born. We got it. Don't think you need to be some fucking phenomenal expert. All you have to do is know your business. You know what I'm saying? A baby ain't an expert, but it know how to shit. You know what I'm saying? Be natural. Just be natural. Yeah, I know what you're trying to do. Even if you don't know what the fuck they're trying to do, just pretend like you know what the fuck they're trying to do. You probably make a little bit more practice, or a little bit more progress, I should say, just pretending. Know that there's always something there. Every movie you go to, know it, the penguin movies, there's code in there.
Yeah.
Motherfucking penguins were singing, doing their shit. That was us, the universe. Then one nigga come up and say, I think we need to dance to make ourselves popular. And that's nothing but your tap dancing ass later. You know what I'm saying? All that shit means something. Every movie means something. Let the movie prove to you that it don't mean nothing. The only shit that don't mean nothing is them Tyler fucking Perry movies.
That shit
don't even mean nothing. It means sometimes a good laugh, but it means they got another nigga to wear a dress. And that's their ritual. You get what I'm saying? Fuck you,
right.
Spike Lee only got fucking 25 movies out in 25 fucking years, damn near. And this nigga on number 75. They even make his plays in the movie. They ain't doing that because of his talent. They doing that because it's a ritual. And here these niggas sucking it up. Shit, even Spike Lee said shit. Nigga, we got a black president, and y'all niggas still interested in that? I'm like, damn.
Right.
He's right. For them human niggas, y'all should be offended.
That's right. That's,
you know what I'm
even
saying? So understand. Okay, go ahead, Blue.
No, I was just going to say, even Dr. Frances Cress Welsing, when she was on the remix, said, you know, it's what is cute about a man dressing up playing your grandmother? How is that funny?
Right. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother's fucking funny enough. You know what I'm saying? Just dressed up playing grandma. You know what I'm saying? That's enough. You know what I'm saying? That's enough. And even here, Telltale, he stole that shit. All right, let's get down to this rhyme. You niggas listen long enough.
Yes.
Now, there's not really much to it that ain't been said, but I'll tell you some things that triggered off. First, it was released in August 5th. The next day, London riots happened. I'm like, shit, and nobody emailed me and caught that shit. You know what I'm saying? What you're talking about is this light show now, based upon the energy that's here, the energy that's happening with our consciousness, this light show manifests on Earth. Remember me saying 1,000 times that everything you do for ritual is a physical act that's supposed to impact the astral world, manifests on Earth, right? Well, you had a light movie with lights, which is spiritual now, that had an impact where on Earth, which is an indication of this movie synchronized with something that's happening in the astral world and was able to funnel itself down into the physical. For instance, Ogun, let's just say, is light. Ogun being light, when you set up a altar, a picture, a statue, a picnic, or whatever the fuck you're going to do for Ogun, you create a gateway for Ogun to come down. So why do you have pictures? Why do you have an altar? Why do you have statues? Because that light energy, which resides in the astral or perhaps beyond, whatever you're doing, needs a funnel to make itself down into this place. That's why we talked about, the cinnamon reef. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Bobby brought up reefs in the first place, because anything circular represents feminine energy. And the feminine energy is how you give birth to an entity here. And if you don't know that, your vagina is how your kids got here. So those things, that avatars, statues, mirrors, all of these particular things are called upon with your mind and funneled through a symbol or a circle. Now, so movies at this point, when they do them, what they're trying to do is create a funnel for something spiritual to happen. You get what I'm saying? Why do you think in every movie in the 70s, even in the 80s, black people would get killed?
Yeah.
But then niggas was dying. Because what they did was create a funnel through movies. You the one black guy, you get shot. You know what I'm saying? And then all these niggas is getting shot. You get what I'm saying? Also note that they figured out frequencies and colors that talk to your chakras without your mind knowing. So while you thought that you were just wild and had no control, but everybody's getting shot when they watching Menace to Society and Boys in the Hood, is because they were sending signals through sound and through light for you to go out and kill a motherfucker. That's where they at with it. Where you at with it? I don't like the Illuminati. That's where you at with it. The Illuminati is not good people. They don't play hotel. That's where you at with it. You know what I'm saying? Where they at with it, they want some mind control shit. Everyone can search and read the movie, The Exorcist. In that movie, what they did, they sliced this, I think, and I wrote it when I studied in my book, 24, 22, maybe even 27 frames per second that you see in a movie. So when you're watching a movie, you're watching just a lot moving pictures, 27 per second. And your subconscious mind sees every single frame. They show that in the movie Fight Club, where Brad Pitt edited a dick inside one of the things. They showed it, and the kid was like, like, you know what I'm saying? They slowed it and make it seem like you could see, but you wouldn't see it with the physical eye. In the movie Exorcist, what they did was edit scenes of gore, dead cats, dead animals, and dead, you know, just Holocaust scenes, dead people throughout the movie. Now, physically, you would never see it. Subconsciously, people will, if you remember this movie or the hype on this movie, one person even died in the theater. And, you know, people coming out sick, passing out in this movie. Then they found out that what other movies would do was edit a frame of popcorn, Cracker Jacks, sodas, all of this shit from the concession stand, and people were getting thirsty and all of this. So basically, you're on Scout's honor. These movie companies are on Scout's honor not to do that. So, and unless you're a motherfucking Boy Scout, you know Scout's honor don't mean shit. Now, if you think what was clear is they did it in that Passion of the Christ movie. Because they was putting in cameras where people were looking at this movie, and they were putting in cameras on people's faces as they were looking at this movie. They're only doing that for they're experimenting with some mind control shit. That's the end. The sounds could do it and all this, because they're talking to your chakras, which are emotional centers. So, in other words, they're getting it in. They're getting it in on your ass. The only thing that could save you when you go to this movie or any movie is you know they're doing it. Once you pull back the covers, you're safe. You're safe. Once you pull back the covers, you're safe. So I urge you to know, or just to know that they're doing this kind of shit is enough. You know what I'm saying? It keeps you out of that hypnotic state. For instance, M. Night Shyamalan, when he did the movie, what's that movie, Sixth Sense? He said in the movie, this is a Hindu man who understands about chakras. If you think he doesn't understand about chakras, watch his movie, The Village. The monster was red. When they wanted to go in the forest, which took a lot of courage, they wore yellow. The girl was blind. She represented the pineal. The trees were wrapped around with these kind of trees with a straight stump, and they were wrapped around representing Kundalini energy. The edge of where they live was green, representing the heart chakra. When they crossed it, the people, the elders, they all wore blue around their neck when they started telling you what happened, which is communication of the throat chakra. They kept their secrets in a little black box, which represented the pineal. When she got the medicine, it represented the crown chakra. So he did a chakra story in this motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? This nigga, when he did Lady in the Water, he had to go get this black rock called Key. Key represented the pineal. The monster, there was a boy in the movie who was half muscular on one side, half skinny on the other side. He represented yin-yang energy. The beast, he was the only one who was able to calm down the beast. So he jumped on the monster because the yin-yang force is at the base of your spine, the Ida and Pingala. So it's the only thing that can hold down the beast. She eventually had to be picked up by the hawk, meaning the crown chakra, higher self. The colors in the guy's shirt, he was the heart chakra in this movie. And the colors in his shirt were green when he was helping her. And then he was stuttering in the movie. Each time he lost the stutter, he had a blue shirt on, which represented the throat chakra. You get what I'm saying? So he's ABC in terms of you know, I actually was going to clown his ass, but didn't even feel like writing a fucking story about M. Night Shyamalan, his ABC fucking my first metaphysical movie guy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Even in Unbreakable, I was drunk one night, decoded it, and forgot everything in the morning. Didn't feel like watching it again. But it was about the yin-yang force. You know what I'm saying? It was about polarity, that movie. He's breakable, so there must be another side. You get what I'm saying? And then I went through, there were some things, and Bruce Willis would wear the green, and this, that, the other. But his shit is so easy and corny, it don't matter. His first movie, Sixth Sense, in the commentary, he talks about, throughout the whole movie, I never showed the color red. Because the color red, which he did not say, whenever anything was spiritual, he would show red. I said, oh, I didn't even notice that. Because red is the root chakra. When you see red, especially flashed across on the blue big screen, what it does, it reminds you or grounds you in reality. You get what I'm saying? Ground you in reality. So that's when you remember, oh, shit, I got to pee. My soda's gone. Oh, I'm sitting in some sticky shit. Oh, I'm on a date. When you see these other colors, you're lost in the movie. You forget you're in the movie theater. Where else did they do that? Well, they did that in a movie called The Matrix. Everything was green. The heart chakra is calming. They painted walls and institutions green. Jails green. They used to do that in the projects. Know what our walls were colored? Green. You get what I'm saying? Because the green is supposed to keep you calm. They said in the 50s, they urged all the men to paint the kitchen green so the women would stay in the kitchen. In the Matrix, which was supposed to be cushy, relaxing, comfortable, that's why everything was motherfucking green.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're not playing with you, you playing with you. You get what I'm saying? They're doing this and flashing these motherfucking colors for a reason. You got to know this shit to protect yourself. They ain't doing this just because, oh, I guess the Matrix should be green. They're going on the science. The niggas who do commercials know this shit. They know about your chakras. You get what I'm saying? They said the lower three of your chakras are your animal chakras. Red, orange, yellow. Every goddamn fast food sign of a major chain got red, orange, yellow in it. The color brown is a mix between red and orange, which is closer to the root chakra. So when they want you to stay in a restaurant, the tables are all brown. So one of them restaurants where you go in and they want you to chat and drink and have coffee, all brown. One of them where they want you to get in and get out, like McDonald's, red and orange. Eat and go, motherfucker. Eat and go. It's fast food. They ain't playing with this shit. H&R Block, who wants you to be comfortable with your taxes. What's their logo? Green, nigga. Green. Get your ass right in the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? They ain't playing with this shit. You playing with this shit. You ain't supposed to know your chakras so you could be on Facebook talking about, I balance my chakras because I'm in the tub with a rubber ducky. Fuck that. Know it because that's the attack. You need to know this because if you want to know how they attack, and this is how they attack, and with your power, with your spirituality, they ain't attacking you with no hot, made-up Illuminati shit. It's your shit. You're the fucking Illuminati. The symbols of the Illuminati are yours.
Yes.
It's a fucking eye on a pyramid. The eye of Peru on a pyramid. Fuck you scared and talking about them for. How powerful can they be if they're using your shit?
Yes.
If they're using your shit to fuck you up, they ain't saying they powerful. They saying you niggas ain't. They saying you niggas don't know your shit because we're using your shit against you. Take it back, nigga. Take it back. That's what we're talking about here. Take it back. Everything is everything in this motherfucker. Everything is everything. White Castle with their old ass. This shit was blue and white.
Blue and white.
Now they got orange and red in their motherfucking logo now. They figured some shit out. You get what I'm saying? And the niggas go to college for this shit. Color frequency. So everything is everything. You got to know this goddamn shit. So when they create this light matrix called a movie and they ritualize it by calling it a story in the movie, they're trying to do something, trying to bring something here. Every fucking name, you can find this on IMDb, in the trivia part of this movie, every fucking name that they use in the characters of this fucking movie, every fucking name was a name from the original creators of the original one. That's called ritual where I'm from. They're calling on that old energy. You get what I'm saying? That old energy. This is how they do. The tagline of that movie was called Evolution Becomes Revolution. So what you're seeing with the London riots is what we were standard called revolution. But underneath that is based upon evolution. And that, as a scientist, is what we're interested in. If you're the regular gun-toting, mounty motherfucker, you should be interested in cheering for, yay, they just had it up to here. They can't take no more. So they done kicked in a few windows and got some flat screens and, you know what I'm saying, and some motherfucking printers and shit like that. Yeah, that's some revolutionary shit, but conscious people should be interested in evolution. So let's even pretend they made that shit up and they was just saying that shit. By saying it, they fucked up. They fucked up. Evolution is revolution. What in the movie connects London to them? Like to hear it? Well, here it go. Tom Felton. I don't even know if people knew this was him. He's the boy who played in the Harry Potter series.
Yes.
He was the whitehead. He was the one who was oppressing them in the jail.
Yes.
He's from London. He was from London when the Eighth Revolt. Who did they go to? Tom Felton of Harry Potter fame, because he represented London. See, again, let me say it again. Even if they weren't consciously thinking of it, by them doing it, we are in an energetic place where they done put the attention on London. Also, the guy who ran the plant, Mr. Black Dude. Know where he's from? Oh, okay. I don't think I have to say it no more. So those were the two oppressive forces in the movie. Even the dude who owned the monkey cage place, he was an asshole. But not my boy from London. They put London, they did that, whether they know it or not. Or whether they was trying to tell you some magical secret about the future, that the Illuminati, you can choose that if you want. But what I'm choosing is spiritually, they put themselves in the target for a rise of the goddamn chaos energy, the monkey kingdom, which is just the nigger kingdom, basically. Now, what's his name? He's actually from Oxford, England, but studied in London, you know, all his life. His real name is David Oyelowo, and he's from Nigeria, but went over there. In the movie, he was the scientist. Remember the black dude? You remember this, Blue?
Yes.
His name was Steve Jacobs. Uh-oh, sounds familiar? Yeah, Yakub, nigga, Yakub. Come on now. Now, people are going to say, that's the white man's story. There was, on the surface, there were two stories happening. It was the Yakub story, and they're proud to admit it. That's where they're from. There was also the slavery story, where black people would connect. Remember, he showed the monkeys in Africa first, living under the sun, you know what I'm saying? Living it up under the fucking fruit, under the palm tree, you know what I'm saying? Want a coconut? Eat a coconut. They get captured by their slave masters. Now, his mama, she was the first one to start getting the goddamn formula. She got ALZ1112. When you get 12, you got the Zodiac. Now, the white boy who was in Spider-Man, the main dude, what he said was, no, the formula works. But she was going after a young. She went crazy after a young. So it was looked at as a failure because this smart monkey did some human shit. And of course she did some human shit. Why? Because she was a number 12, the Zodiac. Remember from last week's show, my zodiacal dummies? You get what I'm saying? My zodiacal cheerleaders. You get what I'm saying? It is about human shit. That 12 don't work. The 13 is what? Christ energy. And that's the one that worked. That's why he became the savior of the fucking monkeys. He was Jesus Christ, niggers. Oh, y'all niggas ain't getting this shit, but get it now. You know what I'm saying? Get it now. ALZ13 is for Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's. Well, what are they saying? They saying, hey, niggers, you forgot who the fuck you were. You forgot who the fuck you were. You need to remember your ALZ113 or Christ. You need to remember you Christ. And you're down here to save self and whoever the fuck is on your frequency. That's
right.
Why the fuck. Well, come on, niggas. Now, monkeys. What Rama taught Hanuman? I'm sorry. Yes, Hanuman, but Rama was teaching Shagriva, actually, is the pronunciation. Prior to Hanuman coming on the scene, in the Monkey Kingdom, there was a ruler called Vali. And Vali was basically a desire man. He had a brother named Shagriva. Vali went in the cave to fight. Animal aggression. They thought Vali was dead. Shagriva took the throne, and Vali wasn't dead, got mad. Oh, this is how you do me. Shagriva went and was basically an outcast. Rama and Hanuman finally meet up with Shagriva. Everyone's telling their story. Everybody's politicking. He first met Hanuman. Hanuman was the man. And there was even a prophecy that Hanuman would eventually kill Vali. Vali was... He was the ruler of the Monkey King at this time. He ruled with desire. Rama came and told Shagriva about Dharma. Dharma. Now, I've talked about this in the last show, not last week, in the last show. Dharma is basically duty. And Rama went to tell him the difference between duty and desire.
Yeah.
Duty and desire. Now, what he was telling this monkey was how to become a god because you're being a human. You get what I'm saying? Okay. Shagriva was so swept away by Dharma, so was Hanuman, and that began, which is duty. And that duty was how Hanuman was able to become in the service of Rama. And I talked about this in that subconscious mind lecture that we did on the remix, which you can get. We talked about it there where I explained duty versus desire. See, what everyone's been calling their ego and they're trying to stop their ego is not even the surface of what the true ego is.
Right.
Duty dictates in most of this world. Duty dictates your role as a wife, your role as a son, your role as a father. Because I've seen things in Africa where every woman I know here would call that shit, oh, they're a matriarch. Oh, you wouldn't say that shit. I've seen in Africa where they said, I've seen this shit in it's right on Netflix right now. Something Africa, Wild Africa. Get back at me and I'll make sure y'all have that. You want to see some real Africa? See, you're talking to the wrong nigga. See, because I spent $150 before I was conscious on a series called Mondo Cain. And Mondo Cain takes you to the darkest, darkness of Africa. That's where you get, and also in that series is that show called Goodbye Uncle Tom. When they show the slavery hit, when you see that, if you could get Goodbye Uncle Tom, that alone would fuck you up for life. But in that, they go to Africa, go to these traditions, shit you ain't going to do. In Africa, in this fishing community, when the husband died, they put him on the up, they turn his canoe upside down, and as he decays, the wife got to sit there and drink the decay runoff of her husband. So he'd be with it. Like, you niggas really going to do that, you African-American-ass niggas. You ain't going to do that. And this one I was just watching, like, Wild Africa, whatever. And I'll send niggas the link once I remember the name. They said, the women, y'all hoes go make the beer. And then y'all come and serve the beer while we drink and while the men drink. And while they drink, y'all got to squat and hold your head down with your hands out while we drink. And after we drink, if there's leftover, maybe you can get a sip. And then the dude goes, there's always some leftover shit. After all, they make the beer. I'm like, what? That's fucked up. If you into desire, being born in America. But see, they were so hard into duty, they just defined how they defined the feminine role, didn't look at none of it as oppression.
Right.
Looked at it as what it was. And we would look at it today based upon our fucking upbringing as all that shit is oppression. That's not where we're trying to go. We're trying to go where none of these divisions matter anymore. You get what I'm saying? A woman's role ain't this or that, or a man's role ain't this or that. We are one thing. You get what I'm saying? And that thing exists in the realm of chaos, monkey kingdom. You get what I'm saying? On Earth, you still see monkeys in separation. In that war, you seen all the monkeys working together. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Working together on some shit. And that's chaos. Everyone playing their role. So now, I went through the AZT 113. It represents the Christ energy. You get what I'm saying? Now, they was calling that monkey Bright Eyes. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, all these surface niggas will say, oh, that's the white man, he's the monkey, he's Bright-Eyed. But no, in Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston, the original one, that was his nickname, Bright-Eyes, when he was in that case. So they did it from that. Their eyes would turn green, remember? Oh, that's the white man. No, green is the color of Tahuti, which is the baboon. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what was happening, they were showing you this Tahuti shit right in front of your face. I said, watch niggas hit me up. Oh, that's a white man. And I'm like, get off the white man's dick. No, they showing you that's the Tahuti energy that was coming into green, the green man, the emerald tablets. You get what I'm saying? They was opening up that heart. They would turn green. It was a sign of intelligence. They were the wise fucking monkeys coming in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Caesar, the name, of course, means king. He's the monkey king. You get what I'm saying? He's the monkey king. They named him after a king, Caesar. In the old movies, in fairness, they did name they did name, you know, there was a Caesar in the later movies. I don't know if anybody watched the monkey movies, but in the third movie, what happens is the monkeys, which is probably my favorite, they take the original StarCraft that Charlton Heston brought to their world, they take it back to our world. So they're talking monkeys in our world. She has a baby. At the end of the movie, the baby still on, they get killed, but the baby's still alive, living with regular apes. So then the fourth one, they pick up on that, where that and it was played by Ricardo Montalban, who played Mr. Rourke. He shows back up. He was the circus master that kept this talking ape. Now it's grown, and what they started doing because, and they said it, I think they said it in this, they said a little bit of it in the new movie, but they did, but that was in the old movie, that the pets had all died. This was just in the old movie, I think. They said there was a virus that came that only affected dogs and cats. So humans wanted pets, and it was the next best thing to get a monkey to be a pet. So eventually they started training monkeys to do menial tasks, you know, sweep and all this. So this monkey, this picks up, the fourth movie of the old one picks up where they're showing monkeys how to clean. And what they wanted to do was have a riot. And, you know, the monkeys, you know, and because remember now the later movies are showing how did we get to this Planet of the Apes, this first movie. So what they wanted to do was do a riot scene, but it was at the same time as the Watts riots were going on. And they said, oh, hell no, you ain't doing a riot where these monkeys are half nigger looking anyway, so you can't do it. Something on that level, but they still was able, because the monkeys overtook and they was going to do another, that same director was going to do another riot movie, and they said no for the Watts riots, but he did a Planet of the Apes, and they had a riot in there. And Remember I told you in the first show, those Watts riots were actually first called that because the riots were in Inglewood and Watts, mm-hmm. and they were called the Inglewatts riots. Inglewatts, and at the same time they discover Inglewatts over in Asia, in the East. And Inglewatts was covered because of a prophecy said if you kill a snake, this will be covered and hidden over jungles, and the monkeys will rule Inglewatts. So as soon as they uncovered that, it was the Inglewatts riot in America. So riots in the Monkey Kingdom are hand in hand, my niggers. This is not the first time with the London riots and this goddamn monkey shit going on. You get what I'm saying? In the second, in the fourth Planet of the Apes, they have a riot. They have a riot. You get what I'm saying? So riot, and this shit is hand in hand. This ain't no new shit I'm just making up. This shit is hand in hand. The reason why the energy was directed that way is because you had two oppressive forces from the UK up in that motherfucker.
Mm.
Now, remember I told you Sun Wukong, he had a stick. That was his weapon. He used to kick ass with this magical stick, which was representing his spine. In the movie, Caesar, he gets this electric stick from the little Harry Potter motherfucker that was fucking with him, and that's how he kills him. He hits it in the water, electrocutes him, remember? I said, oh, that's Sun Wu's stick right there, you know what I'm saying? His staff, you know what I'm saying? His staff, you know what I mean? So now, Caesar has a scar right above his heart. And remember, Hanuman, in his heart, he's able to open up his chest to show you Rama and Sita in the light between them each time. I said, they showing you that it's Hanuman right there. They showing you that it's Hanuman right there. They made the obvious connection when this boy's woman is Hindu. And she's not even a white woman playing Hindu. She's a real Hindu woman when you go look at her profile, a real Hindu woman. That makes the connection between her and Hanuman. So when Hanuman went to fight for the nigga with the Alzheimer's, and he pointed towards his heart, remember?
Yeah.
That was the straight up Rama and Sita shit in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Hanuman also, Hanuman Rama's brother also rolls with Rama in the jungle on this quest after Sita was taken by Ravana. Ravana is basically the evil demon who seen Sita, seen her beauty, said, "I'm a snatcher." Does this sound familiar? Well, if
yes.
it don't, let me be the one to break
yes.
it down.
Yes.
The Monkey King went to heaven and snatched what was not his, what he did not earn. Ravana doesn't. What you had was the demon that was in the Monkey King that he had to go through to overcome. When you get war stories and mythologies, it's usually the same person, but they separate the energy so you can see a fight. You get what I'm saying? So the aspect in the Monkey King that made him still a monkey that needed more work, even though he understood conscious concepts, is represented as Ravana outside of Hanuman. While Hanuman goes to war, I think Hanuman's the one who actually kills him. It represents Hanuman's monkey, demonic self, his ego, or his desire versus his duty. You get what I'm saying? So Ravana becomes that antagonist that the Monkey King was before he truly got cultivated. So Ravana snatches Sita, and even all the demons and the underlings started saying, "Well, you need to give up back because you got this Monkey Kingdom coming after your ass, led by Rama and his sidekick, his brother, Lakshmana." Now, there was a time Lakshmana got hit by an arrow or something like that. He goes out. Hanuman, and this is one of the poses you see, Hanuman bringing this mountain. And because Hanuman couldn't find the herb, so he said, "Fuck it, I'm going to bring the mountain." Hanuman can also change his size to small and large.
Yep.
Which is what I pointed out. You've seen it in Gulliver's Travels, Alice in Wonderland, and with Su Wong Kung. What they're talking about is your ability to access the quantum world.
Right.
And you know, it's the smallest thing yet the largest thing. You're able to go in between these worlds, and that's how you derive your magical powers. You get what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
how you derive your magical powers. Now,
yeah.
And basically all the astral traveling, the spiritual work, is basically you becoming small and large again. Same concept. He brings
yeah.
this whole mountain, and he revives and wakes up Rama's brother. Well, Caesar did the same thing.
Yeah.
He went to get AZ-113
mm-hmm.
and brought it to all his brothers, which represented the herb that they needed for them to rise up with intelligence.
Yeah.
Intelligence. So what you got is you hear the story coming through, and the big dramatic climax of the story, there was this water that they could not cross, the monkeys, to finally get Sita back. Hanuman turns his tail into a bridge. The final showdown in this movie was on that bridge. That was nothing but Hanuman turning his tail on a bridge. And believe you me, I only seen this movie once. If I've seen it twice, y'all would have been in for a real ass whipping. You get what I'm saying? Only seen it
right.
once. I'm going from memory. Oh, and or if I would have got it like on bootleg to really study it. But you know, it's. I think this is enough information to show you that they are not playing. And
right.
more important than anything is the fact that this energy is now on Earth. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, you got to remember, it's also on the surface is the nigger story. Caesar was a house nigger. You know what I'm saying? He was a house nigger. He didn't even know thyself. And then when that nigger went with the rest of the niggers in the motherfucking field, come on home, Caesar. We got a hot plate for you. Just get on this leash. That motherfucker said, "Nah, I'm good, son. I'm good." Hanuman's from the forest. Caesar said, "I am home," when he was in the forest. You get what I'm saying? That nigga said, "I am good, player," because he was a house nigga, went, you know what I'm saying, and started organizing his people. Even on a mundane level, that was the hottest shit I've seen in a hot minute. That
right.
nigga said, "Look, I'm going to take all you niggas in captivity, my people, and save your monkey asses." Know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even on a physical level, that shit looked dynamic. I'm going to show you all niggas the science. I'm going to show you how to get up out this mess. Fuck all the bullshit, just get me out. And they showed you that because that night, that nigga went up on top of that roof. Because they escaped through the roof. He went up there. He was free. That nigga said, nah, fuck that. I'm going to stay down here and do this for my knuckles. You get what I'm saying? We ain't free till everybody's motherfucking free. Also, that scene when they made mention of that in the third Planet of the Apes movie, in the old school one. They was like, well, when did y'all started talking? That's when she told the story. We was indentured servants. We was doing this. We was sweeping. We didn't talk about niggas. We was sweeping. Then one nigga stood up and just said the word, one word. And he's like, what was that? He said the word no. So when they did that in the movie, the new movie, I said, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? That was even more hot to me.
Because the
continuity was there. In the movie, they even showed Charlton, like they were watching TV, and on the TV they said, we're doing an unmanned mission to Mars. No, we're doing a manned mission to Mars. So, in other words, they even set you up, because that's what happened in the original one, that they took a space mission. So they showed that space mission, and eventually that would be the feature. So they even set up for the – so the continuity was there, in other words, long story short. It was there. So I enjoyed it because they kept it real, especially since I just watched them all again to see what was good. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And, you know, they did the damn thing on that level. It was good on that level. You know, they set it, you know, and they set up for some new hot shit. But actually, I really hope fucking Nibiru comes by the 26th and we just have to make up a new story and kill us all. Also, Hanneman is notoriously known to be a goddamn, you know, he's the ultimate bachelor with no pussy. You know what I'm saying? Hanneman took a out of being inspired by Rama for duty versus desire. He's abstinent. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't even want to get tempted by desire. I can tell you right now, the new Hanneman, the Hanneman that comes now, that nigga wants some pussy. I'm gonna tell you that, and you can imagine why. You get what I'm saying? He's past that old school. You know what I'm saying? So any chicks that's single or just what, you better rub one out. Better rub one out to this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Is it olive oil, mustard seed? Definitely. You could put out. You can get ground mustard seed. The ground mustard seed from. You know, from any supermarket, mix it with, you can put it out alone, but there's an oil. I think it's just olive oil. That's for Hanneman. There's a liquor called 99 Bananas. That's for Hanneman. Pour that banana shit like there's no fucking tomorrow for him. The Monkey King. Oh, let me get to these deities right now before we get there. I got a little bit more Hanneman. Let me get these. I would have forgot that shit.
Yeah, get the deities out. We have 37 minutes.
I'm gonna go through them real quick. I'm going to spell them, say the name. These are all channeled deities. When I was dealing with Hanneman, I was giving him that banana shit. He came quite clearly. I explained in detail in the first show. Go get it. You can use this. Everything in these 12 deities will balance you out. I'm gonna say the name as I remember them and spell it, and then tell you what they do. First deity is called Muta, Mutah.
Mm-hmm.
He's used for meditation. He's the fool, like Allegra. And he's the ultimate Negro. He's that Negro that knows something, but you think he know nothing. The nigga that can fix your carburetor, but look stupid. The second one, number two, Imahu, E-M-A-H-U, Imahu. He's for DNA alignment. When you're out of balance, the same type of bath with the salt and sugar that I gave out, he's for DNA alignment. And I'm trying to remember how to pronounce him. Jalarin, Jahlareen. He's the crown chakra royalty. So you need to get into that royalty, dignified, thing for whatever you need to do, that's who you call on. Jahlareen, J-A-H-L-A-R-E-E-N. The fourth deity is Habingo, H-A-B-I-N-G-O. He's Kundalini and also the root chakra. Next one, which was one of the most powerful, well, they're all powerful mixed together, but one of the most powerful when I dealt with alone was, let me get the name, Arabiho, A-H-R-A-B-E-O-H-H. And that was understanding and the heart chakra. So basically it was very powerful in the work because you need a lot of understanding to come about in this work. Number six, Asiram, A-Z-S-I-R-R-A-M. It's a Shakti energy. It's the active, it's Kundalini in the root chakra was number four, Habingo, but that's like cultivating Kundalini, Kundalini enlightenment. Asiram, A-Z-S-I-R-R-A-M, is like Shakti energy, activating Kundalini energy. So if you need a Kundalini burst for whatever you're doing, that's who you call on. And also, it represents mother love and union and connection, union and connection. In fact, like I said, it took me a few months to get all of them dealing with Hanuman. And based upon what I was doing, a lot of them would come within that circle. And this number six, Asiram, came a lot when I was talking to Miss Blue on the phone, around the time me and Blue started chatting a little bit more.
Right.
Number seven, and makes sense. Now, I remember that's why it's the money, mother love, and a union and connection. So to balance out, you know what I mean, feminine, masculine within yourself, that's who you would use. Orion, O-R-I-Y-O-N, that's number seven. That's for spiritual abundance. It's not for financial abundance, for spiritual abundance. You call on Orion when whatever you're doing, you need to increase that spiritually. These are for work. Let me be clear on it. I usually do not give out any deity that I've channeled because the shit I get is not for fucking helping with your rent. I swear to you, if you ask these deities to help you with your rent, your job, your dumbass kids,
yeah,
you're going to be fucked. You're going to be fucked up. They know nothing about that. You are just mixing the wrong shit. You better listen to what I'm saying they for and use them for that. If you got something else, you better use that for that. Number eight, Mudaron, M-U-D-D-A-R-O-N, friendship, discovering mysteries. So if you're having a hard time with something, you can call on Mudaron, and it will help you in a, like as if another friend was there explaining this to you. Number nine, Rudaratri, R-U-D-A space R-A, I'm sorry, Rudaratri, R-U-D-A space R-A-T-A-H-R-E-E. It's the animal force, transforming. So it's that animal part of the monkey. It's zoo type. It's the communication with nature. So like I gave out the tree rituals, or you could talk to the air, you could talk to fire, especially if you light a candle and flame. You could talk to the earth, and you could talk to the water. You can call on Rudaratri for that nature communication. Number 10, Tukari, T-U-K-A-R-E-E. That's music, frequency or geometry, meaning numbers, angles, music. More of a logical approach, or to be able to get to spiritual things within logical things, like numbers. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, numbers and zodiac, that's not fake, but there's still, you could take that, you could absorb that as a human, or you can take that to the spiritual level. You still have to go through all the 12 zodiac to become the 13. So to understand that on a more logical level, you call on Tukari, Ishiwa, E-E-S-H-E-W-A-H, communication, invocation, evoking the fairy world, and that's the throat chakra. That color is blue, of course. So communication with the spirits, fairy world, whatever you're trying to do. And number 12, the last one, Ititago, I-T-T-E-E-T-A-G-O. That's freedom, astral powers, beyond this reality, if you will. So I want to be clear on this. You get a warning with this motherfucking shit. You do some human shit with this, people, you're going to be really, really fucked up. You get what I'm saying? These are deep channels. This ain't shit from books. You get what I'm saying? This is shit that works, and it's presenting itself based upon going beyond books. So if you're using it, you heard what the fuck I said. You know what I'm saying? Your house will be on fire. You fucking around with this shit the wrong kind of way. Get
and
it
we
right.
Had that happen. We had that happen at the record show.
Oh, yeah. Niggas email me a panic. Then the fucking my house went on fire. Better get your shit right, player. Get your house in order.
Yes.
Get your house in order. So they do work. It's a chaos energies. Chaos energies. How, if you remember, I said the chaos realm that some people also call nothingness. We go there each minute. Somebody asks you a question. Ms. Blue, how old are you?
Yes.
21. And then why you have to think about that? You know what I'm saying? And remember when they used to tell you in school, stop saying and But actually, those are the primal sounds of the chaos realm. Those are the sounds. You're doing that because you're accessing the nothingness. And accessing the nothingness. See, don't confuse chaos with havoc. On Earth, chaos is havoc. The monkeys look like they're doing some monkey shit. But underneath there, there's an order. So there's an underneath order that we're dealing with here, which looks to be like what you can call chaos or nothingness. That when you go into that darkness, you close your eyes and say, I'm 21. You get what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing here. You get what I'm saying? These monkeys are the chaos is names within the chaos energy to bring earthly satisfaction to you. These, as you could see with everything I've said, is not for your home to be greater. It's for your spiritual work to be greater. Yeah. Everything I've told you today is about your spiritual work in terms of these goddamn monkeys. Get it right. These are not going to make your kids do better in school. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to make your kids do better in school. They're going to make you, if you listen to everything I said, it is one big ball of you doing better work.
Yeah.
You get that shit straight. Now, how I knew that this Monkey King thing was going to be big and the energy was coming, because this is not something I thought about after the fucking movie. We need to get that shit clear.
Oh, no. This was way...
You go right back in the archives in January. I said, I'm going to do a Monkey King show. And everybody, when you going to do, I'm like, we'll know when I'm doing it. We'll know. We'll get there. And sure enough, even live on the air, I said, okay, we're going to do it soon. I said, wait a minute. We need to wait till that fucking movie comes out.
So
please believe that movie is an afterthought. That's them trying to catch up and fucking themselves up. We on this shit because we on the fucking mythology. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I knew it was getting time. There's a picture of a monkey that I got from an African nigga. And at the same time I got this, I had a stepbrother who died. My father had a new girlfriend, when we was little. So all these guys are my stepbrothers. When I tell you this nigga is hood, we talking real hood. We not even talking gangster hood. We talking about some product of America shit. You know what I'm saying? Where you can be a study. People that time has forgot. If your old school rap has ever seen the movie Wild Style, all you have to do is look at the decor of the Bronx, and then everything was burnt down and a lot. Yeah, well, that was their block, my nigga. That was their block. And, of course, he still lived with his moms, 40-something. But he died. He passed away. He made the transition. They called me That same week, I got the, you know, this monkey statue. I just decided to get it. Went in the African store. The monkey was sitting there holding a chain because it has a hand holding out and it's holding shit. He's like, yo, dude, I don't even want to sell you that. That's my greatest helper. I said, well, don't worry. He will have an excellent home. Got this money. Didn't even know why I got it. I mean, it's powerful. But then the nigga, now I want you to, the nigga who, my stepbrother, to show you how hood he is, the nigga name is Pumpkin. So that alone. And I was telling somebody else about Pumpkin, like, you know, the last time I went over there, you know, Pumpkin ain't look too bad. You know what I'm saying? He ain't look too good. He had the scabies, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, man, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. The heart, I've never met anyone else on the planet with a heart like this nigga. 4 a.m, Pumpkin, go get me some chicken wings and some ice cream. I got you. No problem. The ultimate service this guy would give, just like Hanuman. And when I say the physical characteristics is of 8, because, you know, we used to say that shit as a joke. This nigga is a motherfucking ape. You know what I'm saying? I got one picture of him. If y'all niggas is testing me, get at me on Facebook. I'll show y'all niggas some Wukong if y'all want to see this nigga. When he came, this nigga came, he said, because, you know, I'm telling you, he never got no pussy. You know what I'm saying? You know, he never got no pussy. And when I asked him, you know, everything all right, because his sister passed, you with your sister, he's like, shit, well, my sister, nigga, I'm getting pussy. I'm on my throne getting pussy now. I'm getting head while I'm talking to you right now. I said, oh, I'm just so glad you living it up, Pumpkin, because, you know, it's got to be better. When I tell you, I'm telling from day one, nothing was going right for him. He stuttered, you know what I'm saying? Everything, right. you know, that real stutter, that shit stutter, you know what I'm saying? Just to see this nigga get some relief was enough.
Yeah.
So, and I announced I was going to do the Monkey King show before he passed. I said, oh, this shit was about him. And when I was talking about him, I talked about him on the end of a show.
Yes,
that,
you
oh,
did.
Yeah, that's what this is about. That's what this shit is about. This
that
shit
was
coming to me
time.
Now.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago. I seen a nigga standing right next to me. When I said, oh, okay, this shit's about you, motherfucker. Okay, you know, your energy and all that. I swear to you, this nigga directed that fucking movie energy as a gateway through him. I'm telling you this. If you don't believe me, you ain't got to believe my words and my fucking, I'll show you the fucking picture, and I dare you to defy me on that. This nigga, I put that shit on Blue's page. See, Pumpkin looks so funny, and I put up all of these funny pictures all the time. So if I had just put it on my profile, y'all niggas would have been, oh, look at this monkey nigga. And I'd be like, dude, y'all fucking up Pumpkin. Y'all don't know that's Pumpkin. You know what I'm saying? Pumpkin's a funny-looking nigga. I think Pumpkin would say it. But that nigga, when I tell you the heart chakra, impeccable. All the traits of Hanuman, this nigga would just serve and serve and serve. The most humble motherfucker. It's not like there was much he could be extra about. You know what I'm saying? But the most humble motherfucker ever. Went to that, so I knew the energy was there, and something was gonna go down, nigga. We got riots. That's the motherfucking one of the Monkey Kings has returned to that realm. Y'all need to get down with some Pumpkin shit right now. With Nathaniel Brown, the nigga name was Nathaniel. You know what I'm saying? I said, yo, come in, Nathaniel. Like even his own brother say, damn, son, you fat black with a cherry tongue. I'm like, god damn, nigga, y'all niggas is just cold in here. You know what I'm saying? Cold up in this motherfucker. Pumpkin would take it, wouldn't even crack a smile. I've never seen this nigga get mad or nothing. Only one time I seen him get mad, I gave him a Gap shirt and said, yo, man, you can play this. No, I'm trying to spice up the Monkey King, you know what I'm saying? You know, wear this shirt, you know what I'm saying? Got stripes, you know what I'm saying? It takes away from the gut, you know what I'm saying, Nathaniel? And, you know, so I let him rock his, I gave him a shirt, but he took another one of my Gap shirts. I ain't say you can rock that shirt. You know what I mean? You got to put that back in my circulation. That nigga looked at me like, nigga, he must have got a compliment or something. Because that nigga looked at me like, nigga, I ain't never taking this goddamn shirt off. I said, god damn, that was some real Hanuman flying to Sri Lanka shit. That was some real Caesar on the Rise of the Planet of the Apes shit. So, but, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, that's right. I used to wear Gap shirts, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I used to wear Gap. Gap was the shit, nigga. This was before Sean John and,
right,
you know what I'm saying,
Rockaway
and Nietzsche, nigga, and all the rest of the niggas wasn't wearing Coogees. It was the Gap. You know what I'm saying? Born into the Gap. You know what I'm saying? Gap had the hoodies and all the rest of that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? And I told you, I was the motherfucking shirt king of goddamn Queens. Even to this day, Khadijah looks at me like, what the fuck do you got all of these shirts for? Like, I don't hang up no, like, I got two closets of shirts right now. Like, I got a one whole human closet with nothing but shirts. And then the winter shirts is in the big walk-in shit. Half the closet is nothing but Champion sweaters. Like, how do you need seven blue Champion sweaters? Seven blue of these. I got fucking, like word is born, it's like I live in Yeovil or The Sims. Like, fucking, I got nothing but, like, I got, like, fucking 10 pairs of army color pants, 5 pairs of the beige, 5 pairs of the green, the camouflage, like, 10 of those. Like, fucking, I went to Ebony's house. She's like, yo, nigga, you dress like that nigga in Yeovil. Like, you wear the same shit that the nigga, that you dress the nigga up in Yeovil with. I'm like, yo, I don't really change, but all I do is keep mad shirts. So, you know what I'm saying? I was particular about my motherfucking shirts. This nigga had on shirt number 2. I'm like, wait a minute, player. That's a violation right there. You know what I'm saying? That nigga looked at me like, look, nigga, as many pizzas and shit that I went to the store for you, onion rings and Funyuns, nigga, you gonna let me wear this shirt. He may have got a dry hump or something. You know what I'm saying? So his brother, the one who used to call him Fat Black with a cherry tongue, he's on his deathbed. Last time I went, this nigga had a straight-up oxygen tank.
Wow.
I'm like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Straight-up oxygen tank. These niggas were butchers for, like, years. Since we was little, he was the young guy who worked in a butcher store next to the Coochie Fritos. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas from New York know what the Coochie Fritos is. You know what I'm saying? They worked next door to the Coochie Fritos on Brook Avenue and 138. Holla back, niggas. So, like, but he had this skin disease that was underneath the skin. Like, it was weird. They had monkey hands. Now, you ever see a gorilla's hands? Him and his brother. They had straight-up gorilla hands, I'm telling you. Like, you know, they in the house, you know what I'm saying, trying to color and shit with gorilla hands. Like, look, this is some real, because the meat used to get up under their fingernails and their hands. They could wash that shit off. And they can wash that shit off, and it just be there. This is the Bronx. Brooklyn ain't in the house, boo. I see you typing.
Yes, Brooklyn is always in the house. Always in the house, Brooklyn.
We on the Bronx story. Sonny Boy should know what Sonny Boy 68, BK Native. He should know what Coochie Fritos is. Coochie Fritos, boy. They used to get a potato ball with meat in the middle. You know what I'm saying? They had mad pork skin in the. In a window, you know what I'm saying? Like dried up pork skin, like, you know what I'm saying? Coochie Fritos was like a Bronx delicacy. You know what I'm saying? And I see the Brooklyn. Now you're gonna put it in caps. Brooklyn can stand up, but Brooklyn don't know. Brooklyn ain't Coochie Fritos. You know what I'm saying? Now, anyway. So Punkin was that nigga. Armpits always stink. You know what I'm saying? Straight up Monkey Kingdom nigga. So when he came, I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? The Monkey Kingdom is here. That's that nigga Punkin running this goddamn riots out in fucking London. Y'all done fuck with the wrong Caesar. You know what I'm saying? So his energy is here. Y'all niggas pour some of that. And Punkin used to drink, too. You know what I'm saying? One time I stopped by late night after New Year's doing all this. Let me just stop by. They always have a party. Went over there. So, oh, let me use the bathroom. Punkin's ass. No, Miriam, I didn't eat the pork skins. They was just in the window. Punkin's ass was in the bathroom, just laying in vomit. I'm like, nigga, what happened to you? Ooh, I think I had too much to drink. I said, nigga, I think you did. You better get your ass off the floor, Hanneman. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, this shit right here is the Monkey Kingdom, kid. It's the Monkey Kingdom in this motherfucker. Punkin's ass, very powerful, went to that other side. And really, I announced the show. Punkin Pass got the monkey thing. He made himself clear, and then Now this is his energy. As soon as I said we're going to wait to the Planet of the Apes, the nigga stood near me and I seen him smiling. So a lot has to do with this nigga.
Yeah.
So we want to give it up to him. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh,
shit. And let me see if there's any other Hanneman shit. And otherwise, we're going to close it down.
Yes, we have about 15 minutes left to go live. For those of you who want to get on the phone line, 646-652-2711. Don't know if we'll be able to go much faster.
Nah, I don't think we're gonna get it from phones. I mean, I'll come. I mean, study the work. I'll come back soon. Whenever Blue is ready, I'll come back. Okay. We do questions and answer. Also, in the movie, they use the Golden Gate Bridge. For the scene, so just the Golden Gate just represents, you name it, the pineal, the heart chakra, just a gateway to home, if you will. So once they got through the Golden Gate Bridge, Caesar is home. You get what I'm saying? Which is saying he made it through that Golden Gate Bridge. They went by air. They went underneath. They went, you know what I mean? There was actually something in the Hanneman thing where they, some of the stories say they go by sea, over going through the mermaids instead of Hanneman's tail by a bridge, which is another way of saying some of them went below, some of them went high, and all the rest of that kind of thing. They killed Yaku. And I wish I would have seen the movie again because there was that other fucking monkey. And I didn't get the feeling... I didn't watch him close enough. The other monkey that was in the lab that had the Scarface, his name started with a K. I can't remember his name in the movie. He was a tough movie. But remember, when they was on the bridge, Caesar had the black dude. The black dude was in the helicopter. Caesar called his man and said, you finish him off. And he was the one who came and finished the black dude off. Other nigga, gangster nigga. Okay, Hanneman, here's just another fact. Hanneman is the son of the wind god, Vayu, V-Y-U. And Thoth is sometimes depicted as a form of Shu or Ankh-Her. And that's the wind god, Shu. So they got Thoth, the baboon, connected to the wind god, Shu, and Hanneman is the son of the wind god, Vayu. You know what I'm saying? There's a correlation. So Samadhi fires mean one. The Samadhi fires I talked about were the fires that they tried to use to make Sun Wukong an elixir, which is melanin, which is the Kundalini fire. So in other words, when they were trying to trap him, they was trying to trap him back into the Kundalini, the melanin, and all the rest of that with the Samadhi fires, which means one. So they was trying to put him back into individuality. One, if you remember the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, which was probably the most dynamite series that every black woman should have this shit, because they told you to the face who the fuck you was. In the second one, when that black woman got big, Calypso, shit. Niggas said I was watching that just to see that part over and over again. In fact, that was in the third one. In the second one, I was just blown away. Me and Tef watched that movie together, and we usually talk shit. Yeah, that's what that means. Just decode the shit while it was going on. We both sat there and shut the fuck up while they had that black woman divinating when she was doing. I said, yo, I've never seen them put a black woman in that role unless she got a missing eye and a fucking crack in her head. Just a fine black woman in her magical shit doing what she do. Oh my God, that's an instant orgasm. And then eventually to free her, and they said, look, we can't even do this unless we free this black woman. One of the greatest fucking movies alive. But you heard her in the jail say, I'm trapped, I'm fucked up. She said, I can't even live no more in this singular form. Meaning this perception of individuality. So in the context of them trying to trap him, they was trying to trap him into the one. But by putting him in this fire, that still gives him Kundalini, meaning the ability to transform out, which means you're in yin and yang, but you're in what you think is one. I'm a man. I'm a woman. But the yin and yang force, which is still your conscious force of duality, it meets and becomes one again, and it becomes that kundalini fire. Now, Hanuman has Rama and Sita burning in his heart in the same fire. And remember I said the kundalini meets at the heart chakra as well. That's still the same samadhi fires, S-A-M-A-D-H-I, either samadhi or samadhi. I think it's samadhi fires, and which means one. So this, what they're talking about is the kundalini fire. So trying to trap him in that is still trying to trap him in the process of that fire, which means there's hope for him, but trying to trap him there. And then that's why you'll see fire around the head and blah, 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 blah. And also you'll see the green connected to him. Of course, the Tahuti green, the Jade Emperor's the green, the Jade Emperor's the heart. Hanuman, his story is more more clearly pointed towards the heart. The Green Emperor represents the heart that Sun Wukong, the Monkey King, could not get through with crooked ways. So it just represents the heart chakra. Tahuti green, the heart chakra, fertility, wisdom. Pan is also green. This is all the same right. concept of fertility, heart chakra, the color of abundance, prosperity. Lakshmi's color is green. Osiris right. color is green. All of these things represent wisdom. You know what I mean? Wisdom and understanding, or even better, evolution. So evolution, you see in the monkey's eyes, were turning green. And as I pointed out, all they're really fighting is their own ignorance. Ravana, who stole Sita, which becomes Lakshmi's fight, which Hanuman executes most of it. It is, and before I forget, you cannot get there without imbalance. Ravana represents that ignorance, which is in yourself, which you're trying to defeat, desire. Sun Wukong's first trip to heaven, stealing, just represents the ignorance in yourself. You ain't going to get there unless you cultivate something. There's a scene where Hanuman goes to Sita because he could change his size. Said, you can get in my hand, I'll fly to your man right now. Mm-hmm. Sita says, oh, hell no. Ravana's supposed to come in this motherfucker. I'm sorry, not Ravana. Rama's supposed to come up in this motherfucker, save my ass. He's supposed to fly in, fuck everybody up. He's my man. So what Hanuman, because Rama and Sita represent that yin-yang force that Hanuman's trying to cultivate. So Hanuman, that's the representation of Hanuman trying to steal something as well, or trying to cheat. No, you must be balanced, meaning your yin and yang force must meet at the heart chakra. You get what I'm saying? In other words, you can't cheat. So in other words, just being masculine ain't going to do it, and just being feminine ain't going to do it. You have to come to peace with both of those things which lie within yourself. So him coming to Sita is not like just because I worship a woman and I can save a woman ain't just it. So it ain't just about this woman who's only representing through a vagina feminine energy. It ain't so. So in other words, just kissing a woman's ass does not get you closer to heaven. Maybe getting you closer to getting some pussy, but it ain't getting you closer to heaven. It's about understanding and respecting the feminine energy and balancing it out with your own masculine, and the other way around, balancing out the masculine. And these are things within you. The feminine, the representation is the physical representation of a man and a woman. But ultimately, these things have to be cultivated within yourself. This is your plight. You get what I'm saying? As I pointed out, the left hand path is about you stepping out of the society to find your own bliss, to only find that everyone's bliss is different. What makes you happy doesn't make me happy. So I dare not think and talk the way you do. What a failure. You get what I'm saying? I don't just say I like women because I like women. No, I don't. It's not like I don't like women. Maybe I just don't like your motherfucking ass. And just because you happen to have a vagina means nothing to me. You get what I'm saying? Maybe it's you. Don't think because I say, look, why don't you get the fuck away from me? I don't like women. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying me and not referring to any situation. I'm just saying period. You get what I'm saying? That's not what that means. What it means is the feminine in you, you're supposed to understand. And you can find out these things through your opposite sex. that's what they are here. That's what they're living out. That's why you have a mother. That's why, not the only reason, but that's one of the reasons you have a mother and an auntie and a sister and a grandmother, to see all of these stages of a feminine life, because you're looking at the mirror image of yourself. And the only way to look at the mirror image of yourself is to step outside of yourself. And you did that when you became a man. And same thing for the women. To look at the masculine side of herself, she came down as a feminine to see it through her sons, her uncles, her fathers. You know what I'm saying? Her husband eventually. You get what I mean? Because we're looking at the other side of ourselves. They say that in Kabbalah, there's Kepha, the first emanation, that first circle, then it drops into Bina and Chokhmah. And one is the Chokhmah's masculine, Bina is feminine. It's done that way because they're checking out themselves. They can't see themselves when they're Kepha in the one circle. They are just being that one androgynous thing. So when they needed to see themselves, they dropped in the feminine and masculine. So they can say, oh, that's how you do? Okay, that's how you do. Okay. And then they go back to the one. What happened was you dropped below that through the gateway, which was called Dolph, and became Chesamar in the world of formation. Then you slid all the way down to Malkuth, which is where you are at now. You weren't supposed to go through that Dolph. That triangle at the front is a pyramid. The only way out of a pyramid is through the bottom. Those two points in the meat is androgynous. You get what I'm saying? They'll even say the pyramid, one side is Isis, one side is Osiris, the bottom part is Horus. That's the Trinity. So with that being said, understand, you know what I mean? You know, you don't get the path. Now, you can say the way a man treats a woman constantly as a standard, maybe it's only a reflection of what he's dealt with inside himself. You're only talking to a person who's hated himself, because a woman is yourself. Any woman going, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these niggas, I don't understand, y'all are even in a worse position because they came out of your body. You know what I mean? We're all the same thing. We're all the same thing. No one is better than no one. When you think that, you're going to fail yourself. That's what Hanneman went to get Sita. She's like, no, you ain't supposed to get me. That other side of me is supposed to get me. That's the equality here. What you're supposed to do is make sure that other side gets his monkey ass here to meet me at the heart chakra. You get what I'm saying? Not just bring me to him. What a flop would that be? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What a flop would that be? You know what I'm saying? It's a love story. Ramayana is a love story. This is actually a love story. When you hear the story of Shiva and Parvati, Shiva was the most aesthetic motherfucker. And I think I'm saying it right, which means he was that nigga, and I know we got 3 minutes left, he was that nigga who was all about his spiritual business and all the gods. There's a god named Kama, who's not karma, but a love god, who tried to shoot him with an arrow, where you get the Cupid thing from. But he turned it on Kama and fucked Kama up, meaning he said, fuck love, fuck coming down here being in love. What I want to do is conscious my motherfucking ass the fuck up out of here. And basically what he came to find out through trial, tribulation, and all the rest of this shit, Parvati represented the earth itself. So when I seen that shit, I said, oh, I get it. I get it. Through the woman, and what it is, as much as we say we hate the earth and as much as you telling it me it's bad, I still love that I went through this experience because I went to the next level because of it. So the love isn't the love for my human condition, it's the love that I went through that human condition. So you got to be in love with it. You hate college when you was going through it, but I bet you your check says, I love that I did because my dumbass brother still live at my mother's house. Shit. He put a screen door in his room. You know what I'm saying? like come out in the hallway like it's the porch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I'm going to jump in really, really quick. We got like 1 minute and 40 seconds. I just want to say peace and love to everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening. Download, download, download. If you like this show, like it on Facebook. If you love it, and leave a comment. And definitely go back and get Friday's show as well, too. And definitely reach out to Brother Panic, Panic, PANNICPAC at hotmail.com. And also, you guys, keep it locked into the remix as we continue. Much love, warm spirit, and to each and every one of you, peace and light on your path. And we're just going to let Brother Panic close us out until we can't go anymore. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Alrighty, thanks for everybody for coming. Love the Remix family, and I can't even really say the Remix family anymore because y'all niggas is my niggas too. Y'all definitely got to be my family. All that shit y'all bothering me with about online. Man, guess what? I bought a chicken today and I let it run around my yard. Do you think I could what? No, okay. Anybody doing that shit to me has got to be family too. So, remember, as Blue said, get your herb packs. I'm going to have an oil for the Monkey King thing. I told you about the 99 bananas. When the 99 bananas, the alcohol, once the monkeys drink that, there's going to be like a syrup left behind. You could dip your finger in that and put it on your pineal gland, maybe the temples, and get into some meditation. I got some herbs I used to use when I was channeling Hanuman. I'm going to order them when they're ready. I'll have them available, P-A-N-I-C-P-I-C-K. No, I spelled that shit wrong. P-A-N-I-C-T-A-C-K at hotmail.com. Get at me for herb packs, baths. I'm going to do a bath to contact the Monkey King. So there's always new shit coming and ready to go. Anybody buys a package, gets the package. I don't have eBay turnaround times, but you get your shit in an orderly fashion. So don't forget, come get it. Open up the pineal. If you don't know what the herb pack is by now, then don't fucking email me. And, always glad to be here. I'm going to come back, and we're going to do a question and answers about anything soon because we didn't get them in. And it's always great to be on the Remix. And I hope you guys enjoy the information. I hope you guys get something out of the information besides my opinion. If you heard my opinion, I'd be the first one to tell you it's my opinion. I've given out enough source information for it to be your opinion. I didn't even get to the fucking Hanuman book I wanted to get. I forgot all about this shit. But you can read it yourself. Get Hanuman, An Introduction by Devdutt Patanjak. D-E-V-D-U-T-T space P-A-T-T-N-A. Let me say that again, P-A-T-T-A-N-A-I-K. Excellent start-off book for Hanuman. There's more Hanuman books, I have them, but there's some so fucking complicated, I didn't even read them shits. His is very easy, you'll find all the this, that, and the other things in there. So that's the book to get to form your own opinion. You won't even have to listen to me. Find what I mean?
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and close out again. I want to thank you guys. I want to definitely give much love to you, Brother Panic, coming back. And we definitely will be doing a Q&A. You guys get on that work. Definitely email Brother Panic as well, too. You know how to reach him, Panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And you can reach out for all those things, the bath, the chance that you've heard here, the herb pack. I can't stress that enough. I hear that a lot, and so many of you have gotten your transformation. You're getting into your work of the herb packs and really how it's helped you to tap in as well and just to open yourself up more. So definitely you want to do that as well. Brother Panic, always great to have you in the form, and we'll have to do it again real soon.
If we're still on, there's a couple more things that I forgot to bring up, if that's cool. My man KL from the group Screwball, I want to give him a shout-out, too. That's another Monkey King energy. I forgot to talk about him, but he's the dude that came to me and said, you need to sell the herb pack. You get what I'm saying? So the Monkey Kings are also prosperous for that. I wanted to at least shout out my boy KL. And I wanted to say I'm on Facebook, Panic, last name Demonium. Just send me an email to say that you know who it is you're getting with, because everybody's just friending everybody. And that's all you need to do, and I'll email you. I mean, I'll add you. Also, ask to get in my group. I've been meaning to say this. Not because it's so hot, but when I send out an email about upcoming shows and events, it's easy to do that. It's easy to do. You can do that in one tweet. So please, it's called Pan-Demonium. Look for that. And I wish... You know, get at me first. I'll just know it's you and get you in. But get on that Occult Lectures with an S at YouTube. And again, P-A-N-I-C-P-A-C-K at Hotmail. And if you need show links to all my old show, I offer you them for free. Every show I've ever done, I give it to you for free if you're catching up. Email me there for that as well. I'm sorry, Blue, I just forgot to say those.
Okay, no, that's fine. So you guys have it. It is here. Definitely do that. Also want to let you know that Brother Panic book is coming out, and it will be out very soon. I know I get a lot of questions of that as well. I have an audio workbook that's out. It's not me talking. I'm not talking. It is work for you to do. It is you getting into your alchemy, doing your work. If you want to find out more, and everybody who's gotten it so far has already been doing their work and seeing it as well, go to www.msblue, B-L-U-E, and then blast, blast.com. And you can download it instant. There is no waiting list. You can do that. You can definitely hit me up for readings, too, at question4blue@gmail.com. We're going to get out of here. This has been an amazing Sunday. So much information here. You guys, download, 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 download. If you did not hear Friday's show, I encourage you to go back and get that show, as with many other shows that have been right here on The Remix. So much information, everything to empower you, to help you with your transformation so that you can do it your way and get into your work. And so we're going to close out on that. I think that's going to do it. It's a wrap here, Sunday night, September
11th. Yeah, if you want to go out with my man's monkey, we forgot to get to that. His monkey chance.
It hasn't uploaded yet, but I'm going to try to see if I can play it. It hasn't uploaded. You know,
We'll get it on the next chat and chill.
Q&A.
And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that sooner than later. That's not going to be a while. I mean, as soon as you're ready for me, Blue, I'll do that. It could be not next weekend, but the weekend after I'm ready. Yes. Anytime for
me. Right. You guys hear that? We're going to get into it. Don't forget, Brother Panic told you about those cinnamon wreaths. You can go to Kroger's and get them, or you can go to the website as well, and you can pick that up. Get it on your door. It's the time. It's brown sugar time, so get into the cinnamon and spice and everything nice.
Right.
All right,
it
you guys.
It is brown sugar time.
Yes, brown sugar time. It's time to get into some brown sugar. We're going to let the monkey chant take us out of here. I know you guys. Y'all want to do it. We're going to do the long monkey chant and get out of here. Well, we'll do the short one real quick. But you can get this chant and many other chants by hitting Brother Panic up. So do that. Know your magic, people. Peace and love.
Shri Rama Dutaya Namaha. Om Ai Vim Hanumate 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 Shri Rama Dutaya Namaha. Om Ai Vim
All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us here tonight. I know Brother Panic has already sort of kind of left for the evening. He'll be back. We'll do a Q&A. I want to say peace and love to each and every one of you. And thank you guys so much for knowing your magic. And Ashe, and respect to the ancestors, all of those who've made their transition. And don't forget to download, 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 you guys. Don't forget to download, download, download. And if you like it, I want you to show. If you love it, and leave a message. So look forward to seeing you guys in the Blue Blast, and also look forward to seeing you on Facebook. Hit me up there. Hit me up on Twitter as well. You know where I'll be hanging out. I'll also be hanging out at MissMSBlueBlast.com as well. So know your magic, everyone. Peace and blessings, and much love. Warm spirit. Till next time, you guys. Peace.